Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Bagging in Waterloo, Iowa, as the Cedar River surges toward its expected flood crest. Upstream a few miles, the same story in Cedar Falls. Susan Staudt is a spokeswoman for the city.
We're sandbagging on top of the existing levee. We have a levee that is to protect against 100-year floods, and the National Weather Service is predicting that this will exceed 100-year flood levels.
In Columbus, Indiana, CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers found some residents trying to cope with the worst.
Oh, my God.
The floodwater surged 4 feet into Mae Hawkins' house. Now she's left to try and salvage old photographs and memories.
When you got home and you saw what was left,
everywhere you looked, it was something ruined, nothing in place. Everything turned upside down, and you don't even know where really to begin.
Heavy rains and flooding in several states are blamed for at least 15 deaths. Less than 3 years after the devastation suffered in predominantly African-American New Orleans comes a report on preparing minority communities for calamities. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive with the details.
From government agencies, the Red Cross, and ethnic and racial minority activists, a new blueprint for including immigrants and the poor in preparations for disasters. Dennis Andrulis of Drexel University hopes to avoid Katrina mistakes in New Orleans.
If I am poor and I don't have a car, and you say drive out of the city, then I am lost.
The ideas are at a website, diversitypreparedness.org. Dan Revive, CBS News.
In Northern California, wind-driven wildfires have destroyed dozens of homes and scorched thousands of acres. North of Sacramento, crews are gaining the upper hand against one blaze, while south of the capital, several fires are burning out of control. One fire captain was seriously burned when a grass fire unexpectedly shifted direction. Now to the food we eat and the salmonella outbreak that's been linked to raw tomatoes. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has the latest from Los Angeles.
The search goes on to determine the origin of the outbreak.
What we don't know yet is where those tomatoes came from.
David Atchison is with the Food and Drug Administration. Growers here in California and in Florida, the nation's two largest tomato-producing states, have been cleared of any responsibility. Still, farmers are worried that the salmonella scare could result in consumers simply refusing to buy tomatoes. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, lawmakers are prepared to take up a bill designed to give Americans looking for jobs a little more breathing room. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
After last month's big jump in unemployment, the House will vote today on whether to extend unemployment insurance benefits, a measure with strong support among Democrats and some Republicans, but opposed by President Bush. Currently, jobless benefits run out after 6 months. Under this legislation, it would be doubled in states with high unemployment, where it's harder to find a new job, extended by 13 weeks everywhere else.
In the NBA Finals, the Los Angeles Lakers won Game 3, 87-81, to cut the Boston Celtics' lead to 2-1. With pro basketball's finals in the sports spotlight, come new accusations that past playoff series may have been rigged. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what are the charges and who's making them?
Well, it's Tim Donaghy, the former ref, facing sentencing in just weeks for gambling and fraud. In a court letter, he claims other officials have made calls to influence games with encouragement from the league. One, apparently a 2002 Lakers-Kings playoff series the NBA allegedly wanted to see reach a deciding seventh game for revenue and ratings. When the Donaghy betting scandal broke, the league said,
"We are doing our own analysis on each game refereed in the NBA this past couple of years to find out if there are any trends."
And the NBA says there's nothing to these allegations. Nick?
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Those gas pains getting stronger, up another 2 cents a gallon in Denver since Monday, frustrating a lot of drivers.
It's just quite expensive and trying to make money, having to put it all in the tank. It's getting kind of rough.
Blame it on the high cost of fuel. Frontier Airlines adding its name to the list of airlines charging you $25 to check a second bag. Colorado now has a second confirmed case of tomato-linked salmonella poisoning, the latest one in Otero County. First case reported earlier this week in Weld County. 17 states now have confirmed cases of tomatoes with salmonella. Railroad officials now say it was a tree stump purposely left on tracks that derailed four locomotives and 16 cars of a freight train train in Westminster. The train was carrying lumber and building materials. Denver DAs filed charges against the former cop suspected of offering money to two teenage girls to have sex while he watched them. Joseph Beeney faces charges of soliciting for child prostitution and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive is up and running. Southbound I-25 starting to load up near 84th. More tires are hitting the pavement on 270 as well as on 76. Nothing too slow yet.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. There's got to be something wrong with this forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, only 66? I got 70. What's the deal, man? It was 86 yesterday.
Some kind of cold front bringing in moisture.
Well, they can take it right back out again. 6:07, it's after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and as I said before, slight chance thunderstorms. High today is 66. You want some more positive news? How about some more positive news to start off Wednesday morning? We're in the middle of the week. Okay, Mary's home with a strep throat.
So that's what she has?
Yep.
Oh, man. Bummer.
And my back's killing me.
Your back's killing you. I'm moving.
Okay, so welcome to the complaint hour. We'll go into all of our medical maladies. Why not, right? Why not go into all of our medical maladies? I've gotten a lot of email about this. And I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring this story. Because I'm not. I just don't know. I don't know how to take this. And what I mean by this is, I'd like to see it happen, but I feel like it's too late. And I also feel like the Democratic Party let the country down in this respect. And maybe I'm part of that too, because I ran hot and cold on this. And this is the whole Dennis Kucinich story. He took to the floor of the House of Representatives, I believe it was last night, it was Monday evening. I lose my days here. It's Monday evening that he did this. And he took to the floor of the House of Representatives to read 35 articles of impeachment against President George W. Bush in a five-hour marathon. And the media, by and large, has just kind of passed this off, kind of yawned at it, kind of not said anything about it except maybe they make it like a little teeny story. And I really believe that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are guilty. They're guilty of violating the Constitution of the United States, both the First, Fourth, and Eighth Amendment. They are guilty of lying us into a war that is just unbelievable that they've done this. They've done so many things. Even little teeny things like, which are not teeny, but small things like violating the Hatch Act. Where do you start with these people? I once said this, and it's true. You need a printed guide to keep track of all of the stuff that these folks have pulled off. Valerie Plame's identity, and Scott McClellan's going to testify about that. I mean, there's so much. And the thing is that Congress, Democrats and Republicans, the Democrats didn't stand up. The Republicans didn't do their oversight job. Now, I admit, I have a pretty hot temper. If it had been me, I would have organized the Democrats in the House of Representatives to walk out. And I would have kept rocking the boat until somebody would have paid attention to this idea of getting these folks. And what I mean by getting them is, I should rephrase that, passing articles of impeachment and then passing it on to the Senate for a trial. Trouble is, now it's too late. And my feeling is that rather than we get into this whole impeachment thing with George W. Bush, we should just concentrate on getting rid of him and making sure that John McShane doesn't get elected to office. Now, am I wrong about this? Or would you like to see Congress, and I know there's some of you out there that are so mad, I know some of you out there that are so angry that you'd like to see these guys get nailed. I turned to Mary last night and said, well, this country is not like, wouldn't be the same thing as what happened to Augusto Pinochet, which they caught him later, and he got indicted in the world court. And I believe that there was a struggle with Chile to bring him back and try him. And I said once before that the answer really would be to get some country that hasn't got a horse in the race. In other words, they don't have any commitment. They didn't have any troops in Iraq. They're sitting in a pretty neutral position. Maybe, and I don't know how these laws work, maybe go to the World Court at The Hague and go after these folks. But we've had so much done wrong. How in the world do you keep track of everything that has gone on? I mean, all the contractor scandals, all the stuff that goes, you know, Guantanamo, the violation of human rights, from A to Z. I mean, pick something and there's some problem there. It's like everything that this administration has touched has gone absolutely and completely sour. And now there's a story on the AP wire that in London, I guess it was, in England, George W. Bush has said that he regrets the fact that the rest of the world sees him as a warmonger and that he regrets the fact of his tough talk, like bring it on, and his saber rattling towards Iran. Well, you know, George, And I don't make a habit of beating him up here on this show every single day. But, George, it's a little late now, don't you think? Don't you think it's a little late? I mean, you engaged in all this behavior. But there's so much out there. There's so much out there that where do you start with all this stuff? How do you in any way, shape, or form keep track of all of this? Now, Kucinich had 35 articles of impeachment. You can go look this up. You can look at all 35 articles. You can get where he's coming from. I was just naming a few. And you can't look to the media in this country. You can't look to the media in this country for any kind of serious take on this. Because, really, if you think about it, Congress, the media, have all let us down. They haven't done what they should have done. And one of the keys to an open and democratic society is that you got to have them all working at the same time to act as checks and balances against each other. And we don't have that in this country. And you can make a good case about me. You can make a good case by saying, boy, I turned J. Marvin on. It's 6:16 in the morning. And here he goes again about the media. But it's true. I mean, call here and tell me it isn't true. Call here and tell me that it's not true. Last night, was it on Hardball, I believe, last night on Hardball? No, it was a show before Hardball with Nora O'Donnell. Do you know what they were discussing? Do you know what they were talking about? Let me tell you what they were talking about. Real quick here, before John does the traffic. Well, John, you can chime in on this, too. Here, this was our big discussion, okay? The conservative magazine, Human Events, is demanding that Barack Obama show his birth certificate to prove that he's an American.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
I mean, that's the media for you in this country.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. See, I want to up the stakes. Okay, you want to see Barack Obama's birth certificate. I not only want to see John McCain's birth certificate, but I also want to see John... I also want John McCain to take a dementia test to make sure he hasn't got any early signs of dementia. Plus, on top of that, I want him to get his green teeth cleaned. And on top of that, I want to see Cindy McCain's tax returns. I mean, how ridiculous is it to spend 30 minutes discussing somebody's birth certificate? What is this, Joseph McCarthy? Have you now or have you ever been a communist? A communist, as he used to say? I mean, this is the media. Instead of looking at what Bush has done, instead of examining it, what do? They have these discussions. You know, no wonder we're in trouble. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls coming up. John has traffic.
Jay, it's real quiet out there as we get the morning drive underway. You will see more cars hitting the highways in Thornton on southbound I-25 at 84th and in Commerce City, eastbound 270 and westbound I-76. Really, no complaints at the moment. Traffic's running smoothly. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, gusty winds during the afternoon.
Enjoy dinner and Colorado's beautiful sunsets out on your patio again. How's your furniture holding up? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you need a full set or just some pieces, get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. They've got 2 acres of the best of patio furniture. Homecrest, Meadowcraft, Brown Jordan, and Tommy Bahama. Go to Freehoff's. They also have unique gifts that you just won't find anyplace else. Same day delivery on everything in the store. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
Limit one per household. Call now. 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
Go ahead. Jackie Wilson. Now, you might ask yourself, oh, that's so good. Turn that up. You did that turn?
Watch this.
My sniff test. Anyway, you might ask yourself, well, TJ, why don't you play some Jackie Wilson? Well, it's because we don't have any Jackie Wilson, because whoever put the library together here is white bread. You know what I'm saying? 622, 22 minutes after 6. By the way, Van Morrison's got a brand new CD out. I discovered that the other day. All right, 622, 22 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 66. God, why do we have to talk politics? Let's just play music. But then again, we don't have any good music. Well, John's going to go search now for Jackie Wilson, right? Yeah, he's going to get us some. That guy could sing like you wouldn't believe. All right, we're talking about Dennis Kucinich and impeachment. Travis in Denver. Travis, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I think that you made some interesting points earlier in the hour when you were talking about, you know, what was going on with the impeachment. I think that you actually kind of, in my mind, list some of the reasons why we should, and it's just an opportunity that we can't pass up at this point. The obvious factor is the timing with Mr. McClellan. But beyond that, you know, we're not going to have an opportunity to get into a lot of the records without at least opening it up and saying, let's go ahead and have this trial. And it's our opportunity for America to rewrite some of the history books before we let the rest of the people rewrite the history book of how they present Mr. Bush. But even beyond, you know, for our students and children in the future, for what happened and our opportunity to get this information while it's fresh, but also to show the world that we have taken note of what's going on internal to our country. We do have systems. We were a little apathetic as a populace, but we have come around and we have some means of taking the action. But even beyond that, the question that I kind of have that I don't have an answer for because I don't know the numbers, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years, people have been asking and calling for impeachment. And my question is, at what point does the House go ahead and impeach, because they personally have knowledge that would warrant an impeachment, versus them being representatives and waiting until the populace or the majority of their constituents are in favor of actually going through with that process?
The way the political climate is now, I would say that they would probably sit there and do nothing until the public outcry got so loud that they would have to do something. Second of all, they would deliver the articles of impeachment, and you'd have the trial would be in the Senate, which would be a difficult thing to do since we don't have a majority in the Senate. And then there's also this argument. The argument is, okay, yeah, I think we all agree that this guy's committed crimes, but he is entitled to a fair trial. And also, what do you think would be the better choice, dwelling on this or pushing to get Barack Obama elected?
Well, I would hope it's not an either-or. I mean, I agree with you that if you have finite resources, which we do, you know, utilize them to their best potential. And in my personal opinion, that is, you know, going forward with Barack Obama into office. But at the same time, you know, 60, 70 years from now, as people are trying to, you know, take note of what the president can and can't do and should or shouldn't do, you know, because I'm only 30, so I don't have a recollection of the Nixon era, but from my studies and what people have told me, you know, it was the Republicans that forced him out at the end, that said, hey, you guys, you're driving our bus, but you've lost your mind.
Well, and yeah, you're right. In the end, it was Barry Goldwater and others who went to the White House, to the Oval Office, to say, look, if you don't give it up, then what's going to happen is you know, you're going to get impeached. I mean, there's going to be articles of impeachment, and then there's going to be a trial. But that was a whole different GOP than what you're dealing with now. And then the other thing is that it's not a matter, to me, it's not a matter of resources. See what you think about this. It's not a matter of resources. It's a matter of the media's attention to things, and that the vital debate about issues that face us and the choices that we need to make coming up in November would get shoved off the front pages, and we would get caught up trying to cover this whole thing. I mean, nobody would like to see this guy get it more than me. I think there's even constitutional, well, I know there is. There's constitutional conservatives out there, okay, conservatives out there who believe that wrong has been done. But the thing is, which is better? I mean, is it better to get hung up nationally on this, or is it better to push forward and try to make a change in the White House?
Well, I think that we open the door now. We don't have to walk through the door anytime soon. Proceedings can still continue. From my understanding, I am an attorney. I'm not a constitutional attorney, but from, you know, my limited coursework, I do believe that they can, you know, we can walk through that door even after he's out of office, as long as we opened it while he's there. And if that's the case, I still think that it's worth opening the door now. Maybe we let the rest play and get that information out while it's fresh. I do think that it's worthwhile for the history book.
Well, you got a good point there. If the election is in November and we get a winner, you've got the rest of November, you've got December to get something done, and it might be hard to get it done in that short of time, but at least you could get it started.
I agree.
All right, Travis, thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Nick in Colorado Springs. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Hey, I think your previous caller is right. I've heard that, too, that he can be impeached and be tried even when he's out of office. And I really think that we should, as he said, open that door. And let's see, and remember, the House is conducting the investigation. The trial actually takes place in the Senate.
Right.
And I think it's important that we do the investigation to find out what's really been going on. Perhaps there isn't a reason to impeach or have a trial. Perhaps there is. I don't know. But without doing the investigation, I really have a lot of heartburn with Pelosi over that when she closed the door on that. That was outrageous, a national disgrace.
These people should be examined, and there should be a determination made whether, in fact, there should be a trial to go forward. The other point I wanted to make is I echo your comment earlier about the media and the lack of attention that is paid to this whole issue. It's a disgrace. I can't believe it. This is fundamental to the founding of our nation. Articles of impeachment are to be taken extremely seriously, and yet what do we hear on the news? Not a word. Why is that? I mean, this is extremely important to the history of this nation.
Because they don't believe it'll make them any money?
I guess. But, I mean, meanwhile, they go on about some, you know, actress, you know, Britney Spears doing this or Britney Spears. Who cares? Have you ever watched the news? All three networks pretty much cover the same stories in the same kind of format. You know, there's always the medical story. You know, and there's always this, and it's just, it's sickening.
It is sickening, and I'll tell you a couple of things. Number one, I wrote a friend of mine who I used to work for, and I wrote him, and I said, I don't know about you, but I don't know how long I can hang on because the media is such a sludge machine. And number two, it used to be in the old days that the media had commitment to you.
Yep.
Okay? That they were interested in serving you. Now what they're interested in doing is they're interested in serving their advertisers, and you come second. So, in other words, they'll put Brad Pitt and what's her name, Angela Jolie, they'll put them in the news. And you'll have to consume that because that's what they think draws revenue, as opposed to the fact that we've got a president and a vice president who, in my opinion, have committed crimes. And I think that if you can't get the impeachment going, because I think there is that thing to consider about the election and about Barack Obama, but if you and also the Senate races and everything else. Mark Udall versus Big Oil Bob, but if you can't get any of that stuff going, I'd love somebody, a constitutional scholar, or somebody who knows something about the laws, to come on this program or to call up, and maybe we'll just have to book somebody on, to tell us whether George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the Republican leadership in the House and the Republican leadership in the Senate at that time, whether we can, once they've gone out of office, whether we can still hold them responsible.
Oh, I think we should. Heather Armuro is probably spinning in his grave. But isn't it an obligation of the media and the networks, because of their free access to the airwaves, to have responsibility to the public? Isn't that part of their license or charter for being able to operate?
Supposed to be, but it went away. It started to go away under Ronald Reagan. And then it further went away under Bill Clinton, and it further went away under the Telecom 96 regulations.
Yep.
And it's gone. There's no commitment. And I'll tell you something. The thing is, and I wasn't doing talk radio when this happened. And I don't know. Maybe there's some people listening to the radio station who weren't even born then, or weren't old enough to realize. But you know, when Ronald Reagan. Or maybe you read about it. When Ronald Reagan broke the air controllers union, the controllers union, right?
Yep.
Most of us went, well, that's not really cool, but what the hell can I do about it?
Yep.
Well, see, the problem is that's what started it right there. That's what started it moving downhill, and it's been downhill ever since. And now we've got all these insane things going on, like this right-to-work amendment that's going on in this state, which is sponsored by a guy from out of town, and you've got all this stuff going on, and you've ever heard this term? I know you've heard this term. There for the grace of God go I?
Yep.
Okay. Well, this is the whole story. Once again, if we don't band together, then we're all going to get it in the end, man.
Yep.
All right, Nick, thanks.
Hey, take it easy, Jake.
Okay. All right. I know we have some lawyers listening to this show. And anybody know anything about this? Does the president and the vice president, do they have immunity once they leave office? Or can you go back and get them?
I'm pretty sure you can go back and get them.
Yeah, you know, impeach them. Or try them or something.
Yeah, you can try them for something. But I'm trying to think of who the guest was we had on this.
I'm pretty sure you can try them after they've left office.
You know who would know about this? And I've got his email address. You know who would know about
Chemerinsky?
This? Yeah, Erwin Chemerinsky. And we should probably try to book him on and ask him what he thinks about this, because he's this country, one of this country's foremost constitutional experts next to Jonathan Turley. And maybe I'll send him an email here during the show and see if he answers me about coming on and whether we can do this or not. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up, 635, 35 minutes past the hour. John with traffic.
We remain accident and stall-free on the highways around Denver and Boulder, but we are starting to see some slow speeds, especially on I-225 in Aurora, beginning at Parker Road in both directions. To the north of us, southbound 25, filling in at 104th and again after I-70, as is westbound 76. That's jamming up around 74th Avenue. Today's forecast, morning sunshine, cooler this afternoon with possible isolated showers and thunderstorms. High should be about 70, right now 48 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
They turn more heads than a screwdriver at Mile High Harley Davidson for bikes, clothes, great service, rentals, and the best.
Excuse me, waitress. Which of the Merlots would you recommend?
Well, I...
My word! Would you please get them to turn down that ridiculous racket?
Sorry, but that's impossible. That's my theme song. It's been following me everywhere lately.
Theme song? Well, I've never heard of such a thing. Who on earth carries theme song?
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus offers online bachelor's and master's degree programs that make career advancement possible for anyone. However you put food on the table, CSU Global Campus can serve you something better. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Just like a fine wine, this song gets better with time.
Check, please.
Arrives quickly. LifePhone sounds like the perfect solution.
It really is. Call 1-800-900-1211 for a free brochure that shows how LifePhone can protect your loved one 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, folks, if you're worried about a loved one who's living alone, call now for your free brochure about LifePhone. 1-800-900-1211. That's 1-800-900-1211.
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing. Relax. With K&H, your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
If you're over 50, there's only one thing worse than not having the health coverage you need, and that's having to talk to some stranger about what kind of coverage you need. But now you can get the help you need from someone you know you can trust. AARP. For over 50 years, AARP has helped people like you feel confident about the health decisions they need to make. No matter what kind of health coverage you need, dental, health, and long-term care insurance, prescription, vision, and fitness discounts, this free information can help you choose with confidence. Call now, 1-800-500-3540. AARP is not an insurance company and will not recommend plans to you. You'll simply receive personalized information from the providers of these products to help you evaluate your needs before you choose what's right for you. Whether you're an AARP member or not, call now for your free personalized information on health insurance and discounts. 1-800-500-3540. That's 1-800-500-3540. 1-800-500-3540.
Thank you.
minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive talk, slight chance thunderstorms, high today 66. Maybe Cool will grow some and play this song one of these days. Although Chacho over there is pretty cool. Don't you love that song, John? This song rocks, doesn't it?
It's okay.
Oh, come on, man. Turn it up. This is the roots of where everything starts, man, right here.
One more, little baby. One more time, yeah. You don't think that's hip?
It's all right. You know, give me Sly and the Family Stone or Stevie Wonder or something like that.
Come on, man. That's Jackie. I bet your Wiss is listening to this, digging it. Come on, man. This is for Brother Wiss out there. And we're going to be playing this election night, November 9th. For our 4th, brother. I'm sorry. We're going to be playing this on the 5th. We're going to work it out all over the GOP. God, that is so addictive, man. You don't take that?
I think I like the song Lonely Teardrops. I know that song. This is getting poppy, real poppy.
Oh, forget it, man. This is soul. What a white boy. What a cracker. You don't think that?
What? You call me a cracker?
Yeah. Hey, man, if it's not Leonard Skinner, I don't like it. It's true.
No, it's not. Come look at my music collection sometime.
Come on, baby, work out.
Well, I love my music collection. I got Miles Davis, John Coltrane.
We're supposed to take calls, but I can almost play that song again. It's so good. It's so tasty. Let's go to Terrell in Denver. We're talking about impeaching Bush. Terrell, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How's it going, Jay?
Good.
I think the media in this country is shameless. I think they should put so many regulations on the media. If Barack Obama does be president, well, there'll never be this bad again, ever. I mean, this is horrible. I mean, could you imagine if the liberal media ignored Bill Clinton's impeachment when they brought it up? I mean, could you imagine the liberal media doing that?
You know what gets me about this? We impeached Bill Clinton for allegedly lying. And the whole thing around Monica Lewinsky. Okay, if a lie is a bad thing, and perjury is a bad thing, and people should get impeached for perjury, and I agree they should be punished for perjury, is there any conservative who's going to call up and tell any of us? And I would volunteer to sit here and not say a word. Tell any of us that this administration hasn't lied, that it and that the Republican Congress didn't do its oversight, and that even the Democrats didn't stand up, and that we were lied into a war, we've been lied to about so many things. And there's been so much that has gone on that it's so hard to keep track of. I mean, how can anybody make the case that you and I aren't telling the truth about this?
I mean, it's quite clear that no one who calls himself a conservative care about the truth. They don't care.
Constitutional conservatives do care.
Yeah.
There's not enough of them, but they just see constitutional conservatives and moderate conservatives, and there's nothing wrong with conservative thought. They see things as they want to get from A to B, just like you do. They just want to get there a different way, but they do have standards. It's the neocons, and it's the GOP of today that doesn't have any standards.
I mean, my brother's a conservative, and he's just as out there. I mean, there are good conservatives out there, but I mean, it doesn't make any sense for things to get this bad to where they need to see Barack Obama's birth certificate to prove he was born in the U.S. I mean, how far are we in this process? We're 2 or 3 months from the election. All they're doing is playing to the half-witted, half-minded people who's going to think that some guy from Africa is going to get, like, president of the United States, like he didn't work for anything or something like that. And with this impeachment thing, who's covering it other than talk radio? Not even right-wing talk radio is talking about it. No one's talking about it. I mean, not MSNBC, not CBS, not ABC, not even Fox. I mean, no one's talking about it. I mean, we have 35 articles here. I mean, he could have went up to like 100 if he wanted to. I mean, before I was long enough to talk on the floor about this.
And yeah, well, I agree. I agree. He went for five and a half, almost a five-hour marathon, and really, if you think about it, he probably could have gone for 15 hours.
But still, I mean, who? I mean, I don't know what the. I mean, I don't even know
well,
why.
All right. I'll ask you the same question though I've asked the other callers. Would it be? Do you think it'd be a wise idea to do this, or would it be a wiser idea to concentrate on getting hold of the Senate and getting Barack Obama elected?
You can do both, and here's how you do both. You put it out there. Impeachment for this guy, and watch who defends it. Whoever defends it, you go in their district, you raise up a good Democrat or a conservative Democrat or a conservative who actually believe in constitutional law, and you run them suckers out of office. You can do both. When you put somebody under impeachment hearings, I mean, that means that they can't, pardon anybody. And if we can stretch this all the way out until January without him pardoning anybody, without him attacking Iran, I think it's a very good move.
Only thing I'm scared of is that it would push the election off the front pages. That'd be the only thing.
I mean, here's the deal. I mean, the election is too much coverage for the media, so they're not going to push that off the front page. I mean, let's be clear about that. I mean, they're not going to push the election off the front page. Yes, this is a big story, but the election is an even bigger story. I mean, George Bush, I mean, he doesn't even garner the type of support, even from the people who support him. I mean, they support him under his breath. I mean, other than the talking heads on TV, I mean, you don't see anyone out there like, yeah, I think this guy's doing a good job. I mean, no one is.
Well, there are people on the right who maintain it, but very few people. Hey, thank you, Terrell. I appreciate it.
You have a nice day.
All right. Check this story out. There's going to be a news conference today on the Fairness Doctrine. This is going to be Representative Pence, Walden, and others on the Fairness Doctrine. Now, I got a feeling, and I don't know because I haven't looked it up, but I think this might be Mike Pence, who this is an attempt to stop or to put a plug in the Fairness Doctrine before any kind of debate about it ever gets off the ground. Let me tell you something. Right-wing talk radio is scared to death of us gaining power and that whole Fairness Doctrine coming back. Here's Kathy in Lakewood. Kathy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, it's Katie, not Kathy.
Katie, I'm sorry. You know what?
Wait,
leave it to me and I'll screw it up. You know, I mean, it's just the law of averages every single day.
Well, actually, I am a Catherine, but I go by Katie. But anyway, you know, as far as impeaching Bush, yes, 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 I have an impeach Bush and Cheney T-shirt. You know, I mean, this is like the worst president we've had in the history of the United States. We can't let him slide for that. We simply can't.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, accountable.
It pains me, too. But mm-hmm. I'll ask you the same question I asked Terrell. I've asked everybody this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put your energies? Do you put your energies into trying to get him impeached, or do you put your energies into trying to get complete Democratic control of the Congress and complete control of the White House?
Yeah. I mean, you put your energy in both places. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Well,
I mean,
what happens if one pushes the other off the front page?
Well, you know, we don't have to impeach him immediately. It can happen after he's done. It can still happen.
Wow. You know what? I'm all for that. I mean, I'm all for holding him accountable. You know what? Listen, you and I you and I are sailing on the same boat here. Okay,
yeah,
I'm all for that. I'm all for nailing him. I'm all for trying to start something between the day after the election and until the day that Barack Obama is sworn in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be right now, but it has to happen, because if it doesn't happen, it's wrong. It's just plain wrong.
I agree. And you know, the thing that gets me is, if you look at history and you look at other leaders that have led countries astray and that have done terrible things, they always somehow end up trying at least to go after those the folks, the leadership. And in some cases, those people land in jail. And one of the best cases of that would be Alberto Fujimori from Peru, who stole from the country. They caught him, and he's in the slammer.
I got to tell you something, Jay. I'm not going to go into detail about this, but I am interviewing for a government job on Friday.
You better watch out who you hang around with. I mean, the NSA may be scoping this broadcast out even as we speak.
You know what, though? You know, I'm very patriotic. I may be progressive and a Democrat and everything else, but I'm still very patriotic.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of us are.
And I want to serve my country.
Well, most of us are, and this whole idea that they got it and we don't is a bunch of BS. Katie, I got to get some traffic. Good luck to you this Friday.
You too.
Okay, see you later.
All right, bye.
I need all the luck I can get every day.
Tell me about it.
Oh, man. Can't we play Shout again? Just one more. Or maybe work out just one more time?
Can't we not?
Can we please?
Do we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
I got to hear it again.
Seriously? You know, let the whole thing play again?
Well, I don't know about the whole thing, but I want to hear some of it. Hey, look, I let you play The Dead and Widespread Panic, okay?
I know.
And Leonard Skinner.
You never let me play a full song, though.
Leonard Skinner.
You never let me play one full song.
All your Southern...
Southern
you know,
rock. You like Southern rock,
Southern,
too? Like I'm torturing you with my music choice.
No, you're not. All your Southern rock specials.
What's wrong with Southern rock?
Hey, grant me the grace. I'm in the mood.
I will play it again for you. I can't wait to play that song again.
I'm in the mood. Right. 651, 51. That's, and I don't even have to take Cialis to get there, or Viagra.
Ew.
652, 52 minutes after the hour here. John with traffic.
Southbound 25, full on the approach to downtown Denver. Speeds in the 20s and 30s from 104th down to 84th, and again from 58th to 20th. Trip across Commerce City on westbound 76 and eastbound 270. Also sluggish for you. Checking speeds in the 20s and 30s there as well. One accident off the freeways involving a pedestrian at Mississippi and Quebec. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, gusty winds during the afternoon, and a possible thunderstorm, high around 70. Right now, 48 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved? You can. It's more typing than snapping, but you get the idea. Visit Monster today and find your perfect job. Monster, your calling is calling.
60 Minutes. The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grodin.
Today on Face the Nation, a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
When temperatures rise, thousands of windshields will crack. My last customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. The glass broke. If he'd have called Elite Safelite sooner, we probably could have repaired it. It's quicker than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I'll tell you, due to gas prices, cars that get great gas mileage are just jumping off the lots. I mean, they cannot get enough of them. But there's a place to go look probably that you haven't thought of, or at least maybe if you've thought about it because I keep talking about it, you ought to think about it again. And that's Rocky's Autos with the cleanest selection of late model previously owned vehicles. And they've got the cars that get the gas mileage. I'm telling you, they've got them. And the selection is huge. And they've got more inventory coming on all the time. They want to see your trade-in. They have their matching down incentive. And great people to work with. I mean, that's a combination you just can't beat. Spanky Herrera, Uncle Fester, Jules, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Freddie Labrato. God, I can't leave Freddie out there because he out of this because he's such a great guy. Rocky's Autos. These are my friends, and this is why I talk about them. And if you're looking to get a car that gets better gas mileage, you got to look seriously at Rocky's. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, you get depreciation. Rocky's? Save that depreciation cost. Rocky's open tonight until 9, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can't miss them. Big sign right there on the corner of 63rd and Federal.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of smarter navigation with the new TomTom Go. It's the only GPS device with IQ Roots technology, which gives you the fastest way to go each and every time. TomTom, go confidently.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
Hey, you. Oh, yeah, one more time. Come on, peel the sun out.
Wouldn't you love to see this live with a full band? Again, Todd had a horn section of Red Rocks. I'm headed to management's office for doing this again. Plus, there's all these callers out there and listeners. Honestly, talking about this.
Program director's on line 6.
Yeah. That's because I got to work out. That's why. Jack it up. Jack it up. That is such good stuff. 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is 66. I still can't dig the idea that John Turk can't get into that and all that old R&B. And I guess maybe I'm the last Martian on the block that digs that stuff. And, yeah, okay, it's a talk show, and I shouldn't be playing it probably. And I should be, you know, taking more callers, and I should be doing all of that. But, you know, listen, there's times you just got to get it on. There's just times you got to go for it. Just like there's times you got to impeach. Maybe. Okay. Congratulations to the state of Colorado. This morning, we have managed to make the New York Times. And I'm going to tell you why we managed to make the New York Times coming up. And I'll get your thoughts about it. And also, I'm going to tell you one politician's reaction to it. That's all coming up on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Gifts, incredible prices. The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. All
Executive Pinpoint Dress Shirts, $39. A huge selection of khakis and sport shirts, $39. Even golf shirts and traveler shorts, $29. How about all luggage, any size? Regularly $350 to $550, now $129. Consider a huge selection of executive suits and Stays Cool Seersucker suits, just $199. Even select dress pants, $69. And sport coats, regularly $395, now $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Backbreaking work and a little luck have spared towns along Iowa's Cedar River. The rain-swollen river crested this morning and sandbagged levees held it back. CBS's Dave Price is on the scene.
This morning, the Cedar River is at 26 feet, normally at 8 feet this time of the year. This is record-setting, and it is just cresting right here in Waterloo.
Not far away in Cedar Falls, most of the town is all right, but some low-lying homes are underwater.
It's crazy. Worst I've ever seen in my life.
And more rain is expected through Friday. No man is an island, so the flooding in Iowa is sure to affect us all. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Take us through that, Steve.
Well, the flooding means damaged crops, and that's led to a predicted plunge in corn production. That means higher prices not only for corn and grain, but meat, because it'll cost more to feed cattle. And it's not just Iowa. Other ag states were hit hard, too. Bill Lentz grows corn in Indiana.
On an average year, the corn should be about this tall right now, and you can see what's left of it, a stalk. This has been broke off.
Washington could help if it waives the mandate to use more corn for ethanol. Frank?
Wildfires in the Sacramento area and other parts of Northern California have destroyed or damaged dozens of homes. One firefighter was badly burned. Officials say the tainted tomatoes that sickened more than 160 people from coast to coast were not grown in California or Florida, but they still don't know where they did come from. They hope to have it figured out in the next few days. For now, at least, the circumstances surrounding a skirmish along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan are murky. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, what do we know at this point?
Frank, U.S. military sources say American forces were taking fire from a position just inside Pakistan, so F-15 attack jets were called in. The sources tell CBS News correspondent David Martin that Pakistan's military verified the target and location and helped coordinate the airstrike. Now, Pakistan's version. The army there accuses the U.S. of what it calls an unprovoked and cowardly act. It says 11 of its own troops were killed. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
At a press conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, President Bush called diplomacy the best way to get Iran to drop its nuclear weapons ambitions. But he said it's not the only way.
All options are on the table. And my first choice is to solve this diplomatically. And the best way to solve it diplomatically is to work with our partners.
These boots are made for walking.
When Nancy Sinatra walks up the steps of Capitol Hill a few hours from now, she'll ask Congress to make radio stations pay singers and musicians every time they play a record. Sinatra says broadcasters don't deserve a free ride.
Steal it, in my opinion, from the people who created it.
Industry spokesman Dennis Wharton says the airplay performers get amounts to compensation.
The music industry ought not bite the radio hands that hand that feeds it.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about 3 points. This is CBS News.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
The sizzling summer sampler from the U.S. Virgin Islands is here. Now get your fifth night free. Coupons worth $200 towards activities and attractions. A $50 cash card and up to $100 resort or room credit. So call your favorite travel agent today. Okay, now let's sing. And bring the lawyers in too.
Offer valid at participating hotels on reservations made before July 31st, 2008. For travel between May 1st and August 15th, 2008. Restrictions apply.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. The pain at the pump getting more severe, inching closer to the $4 mark in Denver, and drivers are trying to cope.
I'm organizing my errands more, so I drive my car a lot less.
The price for a gallon of regular unleaded going up another 2 cents this week. The National Institute of Standards and Technology will test one of its labs again today, making sure the room isn't contaminated after some plutonium spill during an experiment. 22 workers had to be decontaminated after a vial cracked and spilled less than a gram of the plutonium. The employees were working on a project to improve radiation detectors when the accident happened. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is offering a $10,000 reward to catch whoever's responsible for putting a tree stump on the tracks that derailed a train near Wadsworth Parkway and 95th Avenue. One of 10 ex-prison guards known as the Cowboys who were accused of attacking inmates at the Supermax prison is dead. Police in Canyon City say 40-year-old Brent Gall died from a gunshot blast to his chest. His wife has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25, really slowing down before I-70, taking you towards Spear. Traffic is also bogging down on both 270 at Vasquez, as well as southbound 225. This from about Colfax to Alameda. Off the highways, watch for crashes. Hampton and Monaco, as well as Evans and Holly. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pedal past the gas pump on Bike to Work Day, Wednesday, June 25th. To register for this free event, call 303-458-7665 or visit drcog.org. That's 303-458-7665 or at drcog.org.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Live to again, ladies and gentlemen, live to again, live to again.
So now, how are we going to call the White House?
I'll dial.
If you would like to leave a comment for the president, please press 1.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Multitasking. Even as we speak. Answering emails. Running the show. Does that mean I know what I'm talking about? Does that mean that I'm a good first-class broadcaster? Does that mean that I have a right to get on and brag? No, it doesn't. It means that I have to stop multitasking because I'm incapable of doing it. You know, only one issue at a time, man. I can only handle one issue at a time. High today is going to be 66, slight chance of thunderstorms. And we're going to have some folks on about this topic. But if you look at the Denver Post this morning, Governor Bill Ritter gets it. This is one of the things I really like about him. Okay, he gets it. Governor Bill Ritter said on Tuesday that conditions for Colorado's 180,000 impoverished children is intolerable, and said his focus on education, preschool to college, is the chief way to get people out of a spiraling life cycle. He's responding to Colorado's Children's Campaign report released this week that shows the number of kids living in poverty increased 73% from 2000 to 2006. And Ritter vowed to treat the state's education system as an investment. Congratulations to us, because we made the New York Times this morning. And you can go to thenewyorktimes.com and go look at the U.S. News, and there we are. Ritter told policymakers in the media that it's easy to talk about policy in the lives of poor people in the hallowed halls of the state capitol. They have faces, they have names, and they have real struggles, the governor said. The number of impoverished children in Colorado grew at the fastest rate in the nation. researchers analyzed 6 years of census and community survey data. This snapshot of yesterday is awful, said State Representative Judy Solano of Brighton. And it is awful. And we ought to be outraged. All of us ought to be outraged about this. Because we're not talking about adults here. We're talking about children living in poverty. Then you wonder why we have so many problems. Because kids living in poverty, doesn't that reach you? Doesn't that reach? I mean, even if you listen to this station and you're a rational thinking conservative, doesn't that get to you? Doesn't it bother you? Now, John, should I repeat this story from yesterday? John. But no, I'm not putting it on you. I'll make the decision, but I'm just asking for your counsel and advice as a wise person who I respect.
Since you put it that way, now you want to put it on me. I mean, if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, I'm a little flabbergasted by it still. So, I don't know, man. Sure, why not? Why not?
All right, let me tell you the story. Was it Monday we had Joan Fitzgerald on? I believe it was Monday. And she's running for Mark Udall's old seat, Congressional District 2. And we had her on after 9 o'clock. So Jared Polis, who's running against her, shows up unannounced at the radio station yesterday to talk to John and myself. And showing up unannounced at a radio station like that is kind of like, well, it's like showing up at somebody's house without telling them you're coming. Now, like, hello, are you in there? We're in the middle of trying to conceive our first child. Do you think you can come back later? I mean, that's what it's like show up without an appointment. Okay, but that's only part one of this story. Let me get to part two. Part two is the press guy sends John an email saying, can't we get, how did he phrase this, John? He said, can't we get Mr. Polis, did he say Mr. Polis or Jared Polis or whatever? Can we get him on at an earlier time? In drive time, is what he said. And we said no, because we put the candidates on after 9 o'clock. We realized there's a federal regulation that says that you got to put candidates on running for federal office, which I'd put Bob Schaefer on in a minute, but he just won't come on here. But we told him no. We'll put you on the same time we put on Joan Fitzgerald. So then Polis' press person starts getting angry with us. Now, John, am I describing this correctly or am I exaggerating? Have some guts. Tell us the deal.
Well, I wouldn't say that he got angry with it. He was just looking to find a better morning slot.
Okay, that was on the first email. What about the second one that he sent?
The second one I didn't really see any anger in it, not so to speak. I mean, he was just trying to get his guy into a better slot, was all.
And
I got the emails here.
No. Okay. So the reason we. All right. Well, what I'm talking about here is the reason that we gave him for not putting him on an earlier time was because, number one, that's the time we put the candidates on, and Jared Polis said that wasn't true down when he tried to get up here. Right? Am I lying about that? And then the press secretary asked us about time, and John said, look, we're disturbed about this poverty thing. We're going to put some people on about it, and we may end up talking about it for 2 hours. And Jared Polis' press secretary was shocked by that. Oh, it was Polis who was shocked by it. Well, then speak up if I got it mixed up. Okay, so it was Polis that was shocked about it. So Polis says what? You're going to 2 hours on poverty? On children's poverty? Or did he just say poverty?
He just said you're going to do 2 hours on that.
Yeah, on that? Oh, excuse us, Jared. In other words, we should drop the topic and we should put you on because you're more important than these kids that are struggling in poverty. I get it. I get it, Jared. I get it. You're more important. Excuse me. God, we made an awful mistake. There's 180,000 impoverished children in this state. We make the New York Times. But Jared wants us. Jared is shocked that we would talk about that for 2 hours. But we will have Jared Polis on the program, and I will ask him. Plus, on top of that, I sent his press person an email and said, look, I don't care how much money you have. Because, you know, Polis has got like a lot of money. I said, I don't care how much money you have. Look, you don't tell us when to put anybody on. You don't run the show. And we'll put them on when we feel like putting them on. And I thought for a second, well, I'll know what I'll do. I'll make him wait 3 weeks. And we'll put Will Shaproff on instead. But we're going to put Polis on. So, John, when is Polis going to be on? Tomorrow at 9, you can call up and ask him, Mr. Poverty Advocate, Jared Polis. And I'll ask him right off the bat when he's sitting here. Okay, let me get this straight. Like, your appearance on the radio is more important than 180,000 kids living in poverty. You sound like a guy I want to send to Congress. Not. It's incredible, these people and their egos. But I'm not rambling on here to hear myself talk. I mean, I'm definitely concerned about 180,000 kids in, living in poverty. And we're going to have some people on to talk about these 180,000 kids who are living in poverty. Morgan Carroll will be here. Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien will be here. And we believe that Alan Salazar, who handles this program, and who was part of this report, we're pretty sure that he's going to be on the show as well. And yes, Jared Polis will be on the show. Jared, I want to buy the election. Polis will be on the show. Okay. And by the way, I've given no money to any candidate that's in that race. Now, here's what I want from you. And enough of my ranting and raving here. Do any of you have any reaction to this? To kids living in abject poverty? Doesn't make any difference whether you're conservative, in the middle, non-committal, liberal, progressive, left-wing, socialist, libertarian, free market person, 180,000 impoverished children. What are we going to do about these 180,000? Now, Bill Ritter says that education is the key. And I think he's right about this. Now, Ritter has already, and has been pushing his education platform, saying he has already taken small steps or stabs at correcting the problem. Steps include 25,000 more 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old slots for preschool and full-day kindergarten, a $65 million boost in the state's public colleges and universities, and health coverage for 50,000 or more of the state's children. And Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien, former president of the Colorado Children's Campaign, said there's more work to do. Now, I got an email from some guy yesterday who said, well, listen, the reason the Hispanic rate is so high is because of all the illegals. But you know what? These are kids we're talking about whose parents make a decision to come here looking for a better life. Whether they do it legally or illegally, they bring their kids with them. Now, so do we punish kids for this? This is another big question. Do you punish their kids tell her, kids, you know what? You don't get any education. Never mind the choices your parents made. We're going to punish you for what the choices your parents made. So what difference is it, the color or ethnicity of these kids? They're living in poverty. I mean, is this something that we can be proud of? 303-713-7600. I want to have really an open discussion here about these 180,000 kids and what you think should be done about them. And if you believe in your heart of hearts that nothing should be done about them, then fine, call up and tell me. I'm not going to condemn you for it, but call up and tell me that nothing should be done. If you, I mean, maybe you want to call up and say, look, Jay, you know what? I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I'll accept that too. But if I got to do this topic for 2 to 3 hours, I will do it for 2 to 3 hours. Because I want some response to this. These are children. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Stop and go traffic on southbound I-25 from 58th down to the stadium curve. Same thing on southbound 225 from Parker Road to I-25. On 2 1/4, it's also busy for you heading south from Colfax to Alameda. It's also busy for northbound, is beginning at Parker Road up to Mississippi. But speeds are at least pushing into the 20s and 30s there. A couple surface street crashes to let you know about, one at Monaco and Quebec, and another at Evans and Holly. Today's forecast, morning sunshine, cooler this afternoon.
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's SLO, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Get it now from the developer who originated it for just $199. Available only through American Guarantee Mortgage, your equity building experts. Visit wealthspeed.com for details, wealthspeed.com, or 866-259-8206.
721, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gasoline continues to be the big story in the media right now, and a lot of people are just being put up against the wall because of this. And if your thought is to get a car that gets better gas mileage, then think of Rockies, the most unique car store in Colorado. Their selection of late model previously owned vehicles is, I mean, it's just incredible what they have. And maybe you're a person who wants an SUV. I mean, there's still people out there who want SUVs. And if you are, now's the time to get them. Rockies has got an SUV row you can check out. But if you're interested in cars that get great gas mileage, Rockies has got those. You've heard me talk about them. Boy, there's some great-looking Mazdas out there. There's some, well, they got Nissans, Toyotas, Fords, Chevys. I mean, they got everything you can think of. And all you need to do is go out there and look around. And here's the best part about it. Not only can you satisfy your desire for economy, but you can also find something out there that you can fall in love with, too. So you got both of those things covered, because buying an automobile is an emotional decision. And the last thing you want to do is go to somebody who will prey on your emotion. So practicality plus having a dab of emotion in there really means a lot. Rockies is open tonight until 9. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. Don't forget about their matching down incentive, too, by the way, and also the fact that they want to see your trade-in, which will also help you out. Rockies Autos. They're right there, corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You go tell Spanky Herrera. You go tell Uncle Fester. You go tell Juan. You go tell Jules. You go tell Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard, any of those folks that Jay Marvin sent you.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale. Or just call 303-761-8841. That's Cottman Transmission, 303-761-8841.
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills, and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It, Paul McGregor, urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of smarter navigation with the new TomTom Go. It's the only GPS device with IQ Roots technology, which gives you the fastest way to go each and every time. TomTom, go confidently.
What has surprised me about the listeners here is how excited they are about politics.
Mario Solis marriage.
If you remember, just 2 years ago, the mantra around here was like, nobody's excited about politics. Nobody's getting involved. People don't vote. People have abandoned their civic duty. Well, apparently, people were watching, hoping that the politicians would do their job.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show, afternoons 4 to 7.
And now that they haven't, they're taking action to create change.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
On John Turk, and I should play the whole thing. Turks and Jam Band Heaven. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin, along with you. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 66, which I just can't look at that temperature. I just can't believe it. John has a big smile on his face. Okay. Does that make you feel good? As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, John. I'll pay you back again. Next break, dead. String cheese incident. Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
I need some of that new stuff. I'd like to play some of that stuff from the KBCO Studio C from last Friday.
Well, do you have it?
No, I'll try to find some of it, but I don't have it in the system. No, not yet.
Okay. Well, when you get in the system, you can play it. Okay, we're talking about the 180,000 kids that are impoverished in the state. The fact we made the New York Times today. And just your ideas about how to handle this. And Governor Ritter says one of the things is education, and I agree with him on that. But just your feelings about it. I mean, just, it's intolerable to me. I mean, I think it's wrong. State as big and great as this one? Come on. Here's Cindy in Firestone. Cindy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Cindy.
I don't want you to get mad at me because I'm disagreeing with you today.
That's okay.
I know how you get. I listen to you every day. I don't like it when you get angry.
I won't.
All right. Just checking. So, listen, I don't like paying for other people's mistakes. I don't like it that, you know, my kids aren't going to qualify because I'm in a certain bracket, but I do pay my taxes. They're not going to qualify for any grants and loans and all of that and in the higher education.
Why can I ask you why they aren't?
Well, they'll probably qualify for loans, but not grants.
Well, how come they can't? Can I just ask you? I'm just trying to find information out here. How come they can't qualify for grants?
Well, I'm in a different bracket than any of those poor children. But let me finish before you ask me questions, okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. I live in the St. Vrain Valley School District, and that school district is closing some schools because they don't have enough funding. And they don't have enough funding because there's a lot of people in this area that aren't paying taxes and are not contributing to the financial abilities of our schools. And I just don't know how else to tell you, but I don't like to have to pay for other people's mistakes. I guess that's how I feel about it. You asked how we're feeling, and I'm telling you. I totally agree with you on a lot of things. I listen to you every day. And this is how I feel.
Well, I don't think your feeling's unusual. I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I think that, first of all, if you've got people living in your community who are not paying their taxes, but they're availing themselves of public service.
But they're not part of, they don't belong to this country if they're not.
Oh, you're talking about illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well.
Is that what you're speaking of when you speak of 180,000 poor kids?
No. That's divided between African American, Latino, and white.
Then I do feel that every kid should be given an education. Every kid should have access to our, you know, our tax dollars, whether it be at the hospital or at the schools or at higher education. If they're paying taxes and they are here legally and their kids obviously are here with them, I don't have any problem. But if there are illegals in this country who are not paying taxes and or illegals who bring their kids in and then expect us to pay for their upraising and for them to learn English, I'm not with it. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, let's look at this for a second. If you come here illegally and you're an adult, there's no justifiable reason for you to be able to come into the country and not follow the laws. And I think most people feel that way. Now, where you get into the debate, where you get in the heated debate about this, is that everybody has a different solution on how to handle it. So that's where you start getting into a difficult debate about it, and that's where we have to chill out the hysteria about it and start looking at some practical things to do to be able to stop that situation. But what you're in essence saying, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're in essence you're saying is that you are going to punish the children for the acts of their parents.
The parents are being punished by their own acts. Do you have children?
Yeah, I do. I have a daughter.
All right. So if we're, you know, if somebody prevents your daughter from going on the amusement ride because you don't have $5, is that your problem her problem?
But it's not a matter of going on the amusement ride. What's a matter of going on is that these kids are here. And they didn't make the decision to come.
Okay.
That the majority of them, their parents made the decision to come,
understand.
And they brought them. And then, what are you going to do when you have can I just finish?
Yes.
Oh, I know. See, now you're getting upset, huh?
No, I'm not. Don't accuse me of that. You're the only one that ever gets upset on this phone call, any phone call.
Well, am I getting upset now?
Well, you're starting to, but that's okay. I'm listening.
No,
I want to hear. I'm trying to be educated.
No, I'm not getting upset.
Okay.
I'm not upset in the least.
Me neither.
And you know what? I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand what you feel. But I'm just trying to look at it from a practical standpoint that if you have kids who are brought here and they don't make the decisions and they're here, then you have a question of what to do with them. And if you don't educate them, and you don't help them out. Abject poverty breeds violence, criminal behavior, and social unrest. That's a proven fact. So wouldn't it be better off to get these kids out of poverty, get them into the school systems, get them prepared to face the future, and to someday become American citizens? Or is it better to neglect them and allow them to, like water finding its own level, allow them to find their own level, and then they get into gang activity and drugs, and they get into, pregnancy issues, and you've got all kinds of issues that you have to deal with? I mean,
you're right. I understand. I grew up in abject poverty myself, but I'm not a gang member. I had access to all of the funds that were needed to get me an education because I was in abject poverty. But what I'm saying is I'm tired of paying for others' mistakes.
Well, I'm tired of...
Yes, you're right. There should be a solution. I don't know what it is. You asked what my feelings were about this. I'm letting you know. But I will also tell you that, yes, those people who brought those kids in here, those are the people that need to be spoken to. Those are the people that should be calling in to you and asking you or expressing their feelings. Hey, I thought it was right for me to come and just be here and then you take care of my mistake. That's what I'm telling
you.
I don't like that.
Well, I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody does, but I don't think that that's the way they look at it. I think the way they look at it is that they're living because we're talking here about illegals now. We're not talking about people who are legally here. We can get to them later. But we're talking about illegals. they're living in an impoverished third world country that has an enormous redistribution of the wealth upward and has tremendous problems, and some of those problems
have... Do you think the distribution of wealth is like that here?
Not to the degree.
Not in that degree.
Not to the degree it is in Mexico.
Yep.
Okay, and one of the things we're doing is through NAFTA and CAFTA and all these other so-called free trade agreements is we're aggravating the situation and making it worse. And plus, on top of that, we can spend untold, I don't know how much money, trillions of dollars on Iraq, and we can't turn around and put pressure on the Mexican government.
To the choir, babe. No
okay.
problem
okay.
there.
All right.
You're
now,
right. You're
all right.
right. Now right. that you've mentioned that, I'm with you.
Okay, now.
You know, if they can spend that kind of money on Iraq, fine. You put it somewhere else and it does some good, I'm okay with it.
Okay, now. What?
That whole Iraq thing, uh-uh. Don't even go there with me. It just pisses me off.
Okay. Now, what about the kids that are here legally, that they're American citizens?
That are poor?
Yes.
If they are here legally and their parents have paid taxes their whole life, just like me. Yes, they should have access to every single bit of money that's allocated for education. That's how I got my college degree. I was given a grant, given that my mom, a single parent, didn't have any money. She paid her taxes. She worked her whole life. She also had food stamps. I went to college, and it was paid for by the government. And, yes, I deserve that because my mom didn't have the opportunity to make $8 million.
Okay, What about medical care and food?
I agree. All of those things. They should be made available to tax-paying citizens or kids of tax-paying citizens. But I don't like people that run into the hospital to have their baby the second they get over the border or go to the hospital because they got bit by a dog or whatever.
That very rarely ever happens.
Okay, I'm using a broad example.
I mean,
the bottom line is those monies are going to places that I don't think is fair.
Well, I understand.
On the other hand, if you're telling me that you would rather see the money that went to Iraq go to those people, I'm all for it. But we have limited resources. We can't give every single thing to every single
You're right, we can't. But the problem here is that if you don't take care of this on the front end, then you'll get it on the back end. And I don't think any of us want to get it on the back end. Now, Cindy, did I get mad?
No, you didn't, and neither did I.
Okay.
It was a great conversation.
And I welcome you back here anytime.
All righty, great. Have a good day.
Hey, you have a good day, too.
All righty.
All right, see you later. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's John Turk, who's...
Maybe you and Cindy should go bowling.
I wouldn't mind. You know what? I'm no good at bowling, though.
Really?
Are you any good at it?
Yeah, man, I'm really good.
Are you serious?
I don't know if I am still.
Seriously?
We tried to talk about this, trying to put a bowling league together, but...
No.
I bowled a 236 once. Only time I ever went over 200. That was in high school. I was on.
You ready for this?
What's that?
Mary's brother bowled a perfect game.
Really? Wow.
And I think he's done it a couple of times.
That's crazy.
I can't even get the ball down the lane, man, without getting in the gutter.
Do you have to put up the gutter things like the kids have?
Oh, yeah.
To block the gutter?
Yeah.
Great.
Matter of fact, once I went bowling and tried to throw the ball and fell on my fat half moons.
Get out a video camera on that.
Didn't look good.
YouTube that one.
Didn't look good. All right, how does traffic look?
Well, it looks pretty bad. Going to take you a while to get down I-25 this morning for southbounders. Jams occur from 104th down to 84th, and again from 58th to Spear. That's where speeds are in the single digits to teens. Southbound 225, slow as well. Got congestion from Colfax to Alameda and from the spillway down to the Denver Tech Center. Commerce City, busy too for westbounders on 76 at 74th Avenue and for eastbounders on 270 from I-76. Down to Vasquez. In the cleanup phase, a crash at Monaco and Hamden, and we have a fairly new one at 53rd and Chambers. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, gusty winds during the afternoon and a possible thunderstorm. The high should be around 70, right now 52 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get your choice of an 08 Focus or Ranger for just $10,900. That's a brand new...
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's there's a place that you can go,
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
itsmycarnow.com.
Zero Smoke, use it to help kick your cigarette habit. Zero Smoke, a safe, all-natural product. Zero Smoke, two tiny little magnets that you simply place on pressure points on your ear for a few hours a day. Zero Smoke, no gum, no patches, no prescription. Do you have the desire to join the ranks of long-term smokers who have quit smoking for good? Then remember one word, Zero Smoke. Go to ZeroSmoke.org or pick it up at your local Rite Aid pharmacy. www.ZeroSmoke.org.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-8114 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
When temperatures rise, thousands of windshields will crack. My last customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. The glass broke. If he'd have called Elite Safelite sooner, we probably could have repaired it. It's quicker than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Skilled performers take years to perfect death-defying stunts. But tonight, eight celebrities have just 2 months. Good luck. Tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on NBC, it's the premiere of Celebrity Circus.
Bring it on.
The most dangerous circus on earth is here. Just ask Brady Bunch star Christopher Knight.
Do I hope I win? I just hope I live.
Celebrity Circus, right after Deal or No Deal's biggest million-dollar mission ever. NBC tonight.
If everything came with Rent-A-Center's worry-free guarantee, service would never be extra.
A new transmission, brakes, and clutch? How much?
It's on me, lady.
Yep, service is always included on all Rent-A-Center's new brand-name electronics, appliances, furniture, and computers. Plus, we'll match any competitor's price. And you gotta love it or your money back. Rent-A-Center. We make it easy to make it your own.
In Arkansas, this is a rental purchase transaction. Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession to receive either merchandise replacement or a refund of customer's first payment. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Some debt and chill out the conversation and make it rational. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 66. Let me reinforce something I said about these kids, 180,000 of them that are impoverished. We lead the nation. It is in the New York Times today, asking you what you think about this. Jared Polis will be in here tomorrow. And it was Jared Polis who said to John Turk, oh, you're going to do a couple of hours on that? Like, having him on is more important than talking about this. Interesting. Don in Idaho Springs. Don, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Don.
You know, through my getting involved to support the Obama campaign, I had the chance to meet Jared Polis and Joan Fitzgerald and all that, and you know, I didn't know these people from Adam before. And I was really impressed with Jared Polis, and I did a little research on him and found out about his Jared Polis Foundation, and he actually contributes a lot of money to that foundation, which supports the education of the very kids you're talking about. And you know, I don't know what the context was of the conversation that you know gave you a negative
The context of the conversation was that they kept badgering us to put them on at a better time. We kept telling them no. that you'll get the same time that Joan Fitzgerald got, and that Polis accused Turk and this show of putting her on at an earlier time when he had his facts wrong. And then John Turk said, well, we're going to spend probably a couple hours talking about this poverty issue. And he said, you're going to talk about that? Like, it was like, oh, you know, you should put me on. I mean, what are you doing talking about that for 2 hours? And I'm not scared to face him down over it. I mean, he'll be in here tomorrow, and I'll ask him to clarify what he said. But, you know, I've been doing this for 20-some-odd years, because I had a prior career before this as a country music disc jockey. But I've been doing it for 20-some-odd years. I've never had anybody. Never had anybody. Politician. Press spokesman. Sit there and badger me, or badger the producer, to get a better time period. I've never had anybody do that. And let me tell you something. Federally, we're required to put him on. But if I had my way, I wouldn't put him on.
Well, I just think his actions speak louder than words, and it's only just common sense to want to be on during a...
No. You know what? No. Don, let me tell you something, Don. Don, when you want to get on the air here as a guest, what does the word guest mean?
Yeah, well, I...
No, what does the word... Don, what does the word... Seriously, what does the word guest mean? If I come to your house and I'm a guest, what does the word guest mean?
That means the one you give deference to.
No, what it means is that you handle yourself in a polite, respectful manner, and that you don't do things like just show up and say, well, I just want to talk to you about getting on, and accusing us of putting him on at not as good a time as we put Joan Fitzgerald on, in which he had his facts wrong. Okay? I mean, you don't do those kinds of things. You know, when you're a guest and you ask for something, then you ask for it. And by the way, if every other person who wants on here, and every other politician who wants on here, and anybody else running for office who wants on here, they don't automatically get on. They got to ask. They got to ask, because we have other things going on here.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong about being passionate about wanting to win, and his.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being passive about wanting to win. There's nothing wrong with being active about wanting to win. But there is something wrong about accusing the producer of the time situation and then making a comment like, oh, you're going to talk about that for 2 hours? Oh, like, excuse me, Lord Polis, like, we should get down on our knees and worship you. Yes, oh my God, you have so much money. Oh, Lord Polis, can you take us to your next campaign rally in your stretch limo? I mean, get the hell out of here. Anybody who does that, but that's what he would. That's how he is.
No, it's not.
Sure, it is.
No, it's not. He's a real good guy. His stance his positions is as A1 as anything could be, and he supported Obama before.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't care if he supported the man in the frickin' moon. You want to know something? Check your ego at the door. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. Wish I could go to Bojo's. Let's go to Sue in Longmont. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How are you, Jay?
I'm good.
Well, you know what? I've been wanting to call you for years. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to kind of correct Cindy a little bit when she said people aren't paying their mill levies in for St. Vernon Valley School District.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really not true. I mean, people pay their homeowner's tax, and that includes their mill levy. However, I think that the mill levy increases that have been put on the ballot the last several times have been voted down by the residents of St. Vernon Valley District. And I don't know, I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for myself. And the reason I don't vote for them is because of the open space taxes. We have been hit so hard by Boulder County and by City of Longmont to buy up county property to hold for no other purpose than for open space. And I just don't believe that a county government should be a landowner. So, I mean, you know, I think everybody has their own perspective on it, but, you know, the as far as people not paying their taxes, paying your taxes, you know, your homeowner's taxes takes care of school district. It's not a sales tax.
Well, you're right. The open land question, though, that question gets kicked back and forth because there are some residents of communities that think that there is that there's overdevelopment, that there's too much crowding, that they want to figure out a way to stop it. And I think there's a bit of what you're saying about counties being landholders. I think there's something to be said for that, because that should be, in my opinion, a state thing, not a county thing.
Certainly, certainly.
If the state wants to put aside property, then the state should do it. But the county, it's not the county's business, I don't think, to do stuff like that. I don't think the county should be in that business.
Well, that's my feeling, too. And that has affected, at least it's colored my opinion when it comes to paying the mill levy or, you know, the increases in voting for them. But, as far as Jared Polis goes, back to that subject, I think he's got a little bit of disconnect. I think anyone who has the earnings that this gentleman has seems to, or they have a tendency to get a little bit disconnected from, you know, what's going on for the average person. And so, you know, I'm going to listen tomorrow, and I encourage you to ask him about, you know, how his feelings are towards that subject.
I will ask him. I will do it for sure. Sue, thank you. I appreciate your calling.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's the third Monday of the week?
It's not bad, but it's close to the weekend.
Hump day, baby.
Yep.
I think we ought to take out of those 180,000, is that the number?
Yep.
Why don't you take a whole bunch of them and put them in an auditorium and stick every candidate in there and come up with some solutions? Let them all just sit there and see in the kids' eyes some of the frustration that they're going to experience as they get older.
Well, I think it's a good idea. You know what? The governor points this out, too. I mean, he says they have faces, they have names, they have real struggles. And we have a tendency to look at it, the figures as being 180,000, and we have a tendency to look at that as being figures on the printed page or on the Internet or discussed on the radio. But these are 180,000 human beings we're talking about here.
That's right.
And we should, you're right, we should bring it more close to home. You're exact, Doug. 100%, pal, out of the ballpark for you this morning.
Right.
Thanks.
On, buddy.
I got to go get some traffic.
Go get them.
All right. It's 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with the dexterous, multitasking, and impossible juggler of balls in the air, John Turk.
Thank you, Jay. It's true, man. My head is spinning this morning. A fresh crash southbound I-225 at Mississippi. That's slowing you down. Trying to get out of Aurora this morning. Delays begin around Colfax here, and then it breaks up after Mississippi. And once you get down to Parker Road, expect bumper to bumper all the way down to I-25. On I-25, it's jammed for the southbound side from 104th down to 84th, and again from 58th to Spear. For northbounders, a crash near 120th sitting on the right-hand shoulder. It's not really affecting traffic. Off the highways, a crash at 53rd in Chambers. Today's forecast, morning sunshine, cooler this afternoon. Could get an isolated shower or two this afternoon. High should be around 70. Right now, 53 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Rockies fans, look who's coming to town. Watch your Rockies take on the Cleveland Indians as they visit Coors Field June 17th through the 19th. And don't miss the return of the New York Mets June 20th through the 22nd. Purchase your tickets today at any Rockies ticket outlet or ColoradoRockies.com.
I'm a history major, so I take personal offense that Pat Buchanan misread history so badly.
Coming to America.
That was my point.
The fact is, there's McDonald's and KFCs in China. There are.
But they don't represent our culture. They represent our commerce. And our commerce and our culture are different things.
And I'm not defending Pat Buchanan in this context.
Tom Hartman, weeknights at 7.
Yeah, I think it is important to point out, if you want to characterize McDonald's as our culture, it's the worst part of our culture.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin? Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical, so discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value. Limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
I don't really know how you get fish oil. It's 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment and Guidance. Yep, it's that time to talk to Michael Spear, who's the vice president. Michael, good morning. How do the markets look this morning?
Well, the markets are a little peaking, and I know we're pressed for time today, so let me get right to it here, Jay. The Dow is down 80 points at 12.210, let's call it. The NASDAQ Composite's down 12 and 3 quarters at 24.36. The S&P's off 5 and 3 quarters at 13.53. The Russell's off 4.5 at 7.28. Why is that? Oil's up 2.56. But now keep in mind, it was down over $3 a barrel yesterday, so we're basically staying even with yesterday. We're at $133.87 a barrel. But that all may change in about a half an hour. As you know, we're going to get the crude oil inventories coming out at 8:30 our time. And if we're seeing those inventories shrink a little bit, we may see oil take another spike. And we are expecting to see a drop of about 1.5 million barrels from inventory. So if it comes in around that or a little bit better, we are okay. If it falls more than that, we might see some pressure to the upside on oil. Now oil's up $3.35 a barrel. So, you know, we've wiped out yesterday's drop, and the markets are not liking it, although not hugely.
I talked to somebody yesterday. I was saying that that you and I were going to get together here pretty soon and talk about asset management and about what to do about my particular situation, which I talked to you about.
Yep.
Tell people what you do out there.
Well, you know, basically anything that you can get at another brokerage firm, we provide those services. But we have a very, very unique way of participating in the markets and participating with alternative investments. Those are investments away from the market. So if you'd like to hear how we do that, I think you'll find it refreshing and hopefully profitable. Give a call. Let us know you're coming in. We'll visit, see if it makes sense to you. 303-749-2770. Let us know you're coming. We'll have coffee on 303-749-2770, Jay.
Thank you, Michael. You are the man, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, take care. That's Michael Spear from Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
All right, let me for sure put to rest the rumor that this program and the John Turk has no soul. This is an example of soul.
Boom, 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 boom.
John Lee. 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is going to be 66, which is a shock to me. I thought it'd be a lot warmer. All right, let me tell you what we got coming up here real quick. We're going to talk to the executive director of Protect Colorado's Future, Jess Knox, who's a member of Protect Colorado's Future. They are all up in arms about Amendment 47. This is the whole right to work law, or the right to work for less law, and we'll talk to him about that and a lot more. So stick around.
Mario Solis Marriage. Today, on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the ACLU's Tim Sparapani will be with us to talk about why the no-work list is about to pass Congress.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Washington, D.C., how may I direct your call?
Congress, please.
One moment.
Hello, is this Congress?
Me.
Whoa, this is the entire Congress.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Man, you guys make so many laws. I don't know how you do it.
How can we help you?
Well, June 21st is officially the first day of summer, right?
Yeah.
How about we bump that up to, like, now?
Are you crazy? Why?
Because I just hit the REI store, and summer's basically here. I mean, June 21st? People are already out there cycling, camping, paddling, and stuff right now. So you guys want to write up one of those bill things and take a half day? Go hiking or something. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. I'm voting for all of you next time.
REI, your one-stop shop for summer adventure.
Come into REI today and check out the latest summer gear from top brands like Kelty, Teva, K2, and more. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or shop REI.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Iowans were determined to save their homes in their town.
We're not going to let it go over.
And for now, at least, the rain-swollen Cedar River has been held back. The river reached its crest in Cedar Falls a few hours ago, but it's still running angry, and more rain is on the way. CBS's Dave Price has been watching from the 11th Street Bridge in Waterloo, Iowa.
This water is flowing through and slapping the bridge at just about 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's incredible. It almost looks like white water. When you get a good up-close view of it, debris hitting the bridge, and it's being kind of knocked down as a screen almost as this water flows through.
Now, there's late word that a levee near Capehart, Indiana has failed. Officials are telling residents to leave the area. Crests along the Mississippi River are expected to run 10 feet or more above normal for the next 2 weeks. Federal health officials are satisfied the salmonella that sickened more than 160 people from coast to coast did not come from tomatoes grown in California or Florida. They hope to know where it did come from in the next few days.
Tomato farmers here in California and in other states, especially Florida, are very concerned now that consumers will simply stay away from buying all kinds of tomatoes, even after the all-clear has been given. Farmers who grow other vegetables have gone through this experience before. In 2006, spinach farmers here in California saw their sales drop dramatically following an E. coli scare.
CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Well, the number one snack for children under six is not what you might think it would be.
See, it's for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Good enough for the Cookie Monster, not good enough for Mom. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
The cookie has crumbled, Frank. It was the snack food number one 20 years ago. Now fruit tops the charts for kids under six. A research firm which tracked 500 moms in the 80s had 600 keep diaries over the last few years, and the trend now is for more healthier foods, granola, yogurt, bottled water. And experts say that may be why the childhood obesity rate is starting to level off. Frank?
Health watchdogs are doing a slow burn over Hollywood's next summer blockbuster. The MA's Dr. Diane Fennick says The Incredible Hulk, which opens Friday, could influence children to smoke. One of the characters, General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, is constantly chomping on a cigar.
He has a cigar in his mouth, whether it's lit or not. It's often lit, generally lit, but General Ross is never seen without a cigar.
Fennec says the movie should be rated R, not PG. Paid time off to have a baby is getting harder to come by. The Families and Work Institute says only 16% of employers offer maternity leave with full pay. That's down from 27% a decade ago. And the amount of time new mothers and fathers can take off has been shortened. The Wall Street Journal says it's part of the trend by companies to trim rising disability costs. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 93 points. This is CBS News.
Look, gas prices aren't going down. So here's how you get your mileage up. A, ease up on that gas pedal. B, slow down, because driving hard is even harder on your pocketbook. And C, Get over to Advance Auto Parts where Purolator Premium Plus and Pure One air filters are 25% off. Look, clean filters improve fuel efficiency, engine performance, and air quality. So swing by and drop one in. Offer ends June 28th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Your lawn is for singing and laughing and pitching and catching, not stinging and biting and itching and scratching. So this weekend, get OrthoMax Lawn Insect Killer. Kills ants, fleas, ticks, and lots of other annoying lawn bugs fast. Keeps bugs away all season. Hey, lawns are for the good things in life. You know, fun, games, hugs, not bugs. Get OrthoMax this weekend. Lawn bugs gone all season long.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Oil goes down, but gas goes up. The price for a gallon of regular unleaded in Denver jumping another 2 cents, up to $3.96 now.
It's just quite expensive, and trying to make money, having to put it all in the tank, it's getting kind of rough.
RTD is contemplating another price increase and getting rid of less popular light rail routes because of the rising cost of gasoline. Local hospitals are getting ready for the Democratic National Convention. 8 area hospitals held disaster drills, mocking a dirty bomb explosion at the Pepsi Center. The point of the drill is to reveal some kinks that need to be worked out. Each hospital will get an evaluation for yesterday's exercise. A second case of salmonella confirmed in Colorado. The health department reporting a person living in Otero County got sick after eating the tomatoes linked to a recall in 16 states. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is offering a $10,000 reward to catch whoever is responsible for putting a tree stump on the tracks that derailed a train near Wadsworth Parkway and 95th Avenue. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with an AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Eastbound I-70 really slowing down on that approach to Sheridan. There's also delays in the usual spots like westbound 76 before 74th up to I-25. Speeds are falling as you're getting off of I-70 and traveling southbound on 225. That due to a crash in Mississippi. Now we're getting word of a new accident. This is westbound E-470 right around Quebec. And if you're heading up to the high country or coming back, rather, we are seeing some construction already started I-70 at Empire. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified nurse assistants, lab techs, and certified billing coders. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level 1 care for all.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations. Which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is 66. We're joined by Executive Director of Project Colorado's Future, Jess Knox. Members of Protect Colorado's Future announced in a briefing that they have filed a lawsuit against the proponents of Amendment 47 to address a pervasive pattern of fraud at every step of the signature gathering process. The suit, filed by firefighter Reed Norwood and Reverend Daniel Claywitter in Denver District Court, provides evidence that throws into question whether Amendment 47 will make the ballot in November. And Jess, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Jay, happy to be here.
Okay. Now, for people who don't know, explain what Amendment 47 is.
Amendment 47 is an effort by Jonathan Coors and other corporate special interests to change the relationship between employers and employees and to divide the workplace here in Colorado and change the Labor Peace Act that has historically made the Colorado economy go forward in a relatively robust manner. And it's a public policy agenda item that's been avoided for a very long period of time, and for some reason 28-year-old John Coors and a couple other corporate CEOs feel like the economy is in the type of place where they should be proposing it nowadays.
Okay, when you say that, you talk about divide the workplace and all of that stuff. This is the amendment where they call it the right to work, but really what it is it's the right to work for less, correct?
Yes, that is what we call it. That's exactly right.
So, in other words, what we got going on here is this is really an anti-labor, anti-union amendment.
It's in fact an anti workforce amendment and a anti-economic development amendment, and here's why. What it does is it brings government into the relationship between employers and employees to discuss under agreements about things like benefits and wages and a variety of other elements that happens hundreds of times every week across the state of Colorado, and that process has been going relatively well here for decades. And what Jonathan Coors and a couple other corporate CEOs want to do is bring government into that process and interfere with it and disrupt that. And we don't think it's the time to do that. And Protect Colorado's Future is an organization that wants to create better jobs and greater access to health care. And we don't think in the workplace is the way to do it.
Doesn't this guy Jake Jabs, who runs American Furniture Warehouse, isn't he involved in this?
Well, it's been reported in the press that Mr. Jabs has been involved as well as some others. Funny enough, the way that these corporate CEOs and Jonathan Coors have been doing this is they've not only, we believe, have hired signature gathering firms with a long history of best way to describe it are sketchy activities related to their gathering of signatures all across this country. That's the first thing. The second thing is they're using different nonprofit entities to shield all their donors. So not only are they, do we believe and have we alleged pervasive and massive fraud potentially in the signature gathering process, but they refuse to allow Colorado voters on any side of the issue to know who's supporting or who's backing this measure.
How do they get away with that by not letting us know who's supporting and who's backing it?
Well, that's typical corporate CEO smoke and mirrors. They're using a nonprofit to raise their money, and then nonprofits don't have to report their information to the Secretary of State, and so the only money that we see are a couple of contributions from a group called Protect Colorado Jobs. And there have been some reports in the press. Reports have been that Mr. Jabs and Coors Tech and Jonathan Coors have provided the funding.
Well, I'll never set foot in the American Furniture Warehouse, I can tell you that much.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I won't. And I don't like this idea that they can hide behind this, these tax-exempt organizations so that the voters here, I mean, that we don't have a right to know who's behind this and what their interest is, and I do understand, because the amendments don't get as much coverage as they should, but there should be a public outcry over this. I mean, there should be a public outcry that, hey, come clean, stop hiding, tell us, who you are, and then also this thing about Protect Colorado Jobs is so Orwellian. Because it's the truth inverted.
No, I think that's exactly right, Jay. There's a theme here. Campaign finance laws and the laws to protect the ballot process here in Colorado are set up for a very specific reason. They're set up so that that corporate interests and others aren't able to manipulate these procedures in a way that that benefit themselves or benefit these corporate interests, and these are there for a reason. And, they're not difficult to follow. They're laid out pretty clearly on the Secretary's website. And time and time again, we believe, whether it's regarding disclosure of campaign finance or whether it's following the rules for gathering signatures, the other side has failed to live up to either the spirit or even the letter of the law here in Colorado.
I've had a number of people call me and have said that the people gathering the signatures do not give them the correct information and that they have been duped. You've certainly had people tell you this, too.
We have, and frankly, this is where our whole effort originated from, and we had a lot of our supporters contact us, and this is when we started to go out and look into this. And more than 8 weeks ago, we contacted the Secretary of State and said that we had very serious concerns about the gathering process, and we brought that to the attention, and thus it was brought to the attention of Mr. Kors and Mr. Frazier and other folks, and there are these instances out there, and there was no reaction to it from the other side. There was no reaction at all. They called it a political ploy. And what did we see when we saw the petitions? Massive evidence of what we believe are potential fraud and even potential criminal acts. We had notaries who are supposed to be, legal agents in this state, and who totally potentially forged their names and held themselves out in a way that's illegal, that in any other situation would be seen as incredibly inappropriate and potentially a criminal act. So there's some pretty serious stuff here. I know that the initiative process may not always get the coverage it needs here, but over and over again we're seeing this FBI, what we believe are people like Jonathan Kors and other corporate CEOs saying, we don't believe we need to abide by the rules. We're going to go ahead with what we believe, even if it's Colorado. And that's really unfortunate.
8:14, well, actually, it's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Executive Director of Protect Colorado's Future, Jess Knox. The thing that fascinates me about this is that these free market people who worship the free market, they don't want the government involved in anything. But suddenly, if it comes to workers' right to organize, then all of a sudden, they want the government to get involved. Isn't that a tad bit hypocritical? Well, of course it is. And I'd love to see them explain that away.
I also think, Jay, it's self-promotional. They invite the government into what they call as the free market when they think it will benefit them or their company.
Right, exactly.
Especially in the time of this, this challenging economic time. We need things like this in Colorado that can disrupt the relationship between the workers and employers. We need to be coming together and working to create new jobs, create new investment, and create greater opportunities for workers and to grow the economy and to grow the workforce here in Colorado. And what Jonathan Kors and other supporters of Amendment 47, and in fact of potential Amendments 53 and 59 have done, is that they've chosen differently. They chose to pursue an agenda that divides Colorado, and Protect Colorado's Future will continue to stand up and say, we don't believe that that's the right Colorado.
Yeah, the sad thing is that these ads run on TV and Protect Colorado's Future, and people go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I need to protect Colorado's future, when they really, in reality, it's propaganda, and they don't have any idea what this is all about. But for people out there who are as ticked off by this as I am, what can we do to help you?
They can go to our website, www.protectcoloradosfuture.org, and they can learn about this amendment. They can sign up for our campaign. They can contribute to our effort. In the few months that we've been an official organization here, we've got over 500 new Coloradans who have given to us. We're very excited about that. We'll continue to do that. And, the other side always have their huge corporate bank accounts. We believe that we'll have the people on our side as we go forward with this, and we invite everybody to visit that website and become part of our campaign.
All right, and what about your lawsuit?
Well, that lawsuit continues to go forward. On Amendment 47, we'll see what the court has to say about that, and we just say that if you have any questions about any of the gatherers, get on our website, find our contact info, and give us a call at the campaign, and we'll do our best to answer any questions that we can.
Okay, next hearing on that?
Probably at the end of June. I don't believe a date has been set yet, but as soon as we know, we, of course, will let everybody know.
All right, Jess, thanks. Appreciate you coming on the show. And when you do know, and when you do have information about what's going on, please get in touch with us, and we'll and we'll put you back on. As a matter of fact, I'll put you on hold, and John Turk is going to get your information, okay?
Great. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Thank you, man. You're more than welcome. All right. Look, don't get duped on this with this whole thing about, Amendment 47 and protecting Colorado's future. I mean, get hip to what's really going on here at protectcoloradosfuture.org. And when I said protect Colorado's future, I didn't mean that. About protecting jobs in Colorado and all of this BS that goes on. Check it out at protectcoloradosfuture.org. And you'd think that somebody in the legislature would introduce some kind of a bill that would say, look, you know what, if you want to run one of these organizations and one of these tax-exempt organizations, that you got to disclose who gives you the money so that there's transparency and that so you have a right to know and I have a right to know and the taxpayers of the state have a right to know. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's a lot of concentration on the presidential race, and we should be concentrating on the not that we shouldn't concentrate on the presidential race, but we should be looking at the races in the legislature, people like Morgan Carroll and Joe Rice and others who are trying to change things in this state, and also Mark Udall and his race for Senate. This is important information. It's important for us to get involved if we're going to change these conditions and get transparency and put this government and the federal government back on the right track. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. John Turk puts traffic on the right track.
A few accidents to avoid around the metro. First, westbound C-470 at the southbound Hamden exit. Delays begin around Bowles there in Aurora. A crash southbound 2 1/4 at Mississippi, and you'll hit the brake lights back around Colfax. Further south, you're going to hit the bumper-to-bumper from the Parker Curve down to I-25. On 25, as usual, stacked solid on the southbound trip from 58th down to Spear Boulevard. Other crashes to avoid out there, eastbound Hamden at Sheridan, and one on the toll road, E-470 near Quebec. It's on the southbound side of the highway. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, gusty winds during the
Getting the best fuel mileage possible is more important than ever. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store, where for a limited time you can pick up Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $3.39. With its blend of oils and additives that clean and lubricate your entire fuel system, Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner can help your engine give you better power and better fuel mileage. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, now just $3.39 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Excuse me, waitress. Which of the Malones would you recommend?
Well, I...
My word! Would you please get them to turn down that ridiculous racket?
Sorry, but that's impossible. That's my theme song. It's been following me everywhere lately.
Theme song? Why, I've never heard of such a thing. Who on earth carries theme song?
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus offers online bachelor's and master's degree programs that make career advancement possible for anyone. However you put food on the table, CSU Global Campus can serve you something better. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Just like a fine wine, this song gets better with time.
Check, please.
That you like. They're matching down incentives going on, and they want to look at your trade-in, which will also help. They've got great people out there. I talk about them all the time. And listen, going out there and looking at that inventory and checking out those prices, you can get some great deals. There's just no question about it. And the inventory is there to match those great deals. So get something that's more fuel efficient and maybe even lower your car payment too. Rocky's Autos, family owned and operated since 1982, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can't miss them. They're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070. Call now. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070.
I will be the Democratic nominee for the president of the United States.
Where do we go from here?
I have a few years on my opponent.
The two giants are meeting.
Yes, so let the beginning.
It takes a beginning to make change. And in the end, it's your voice that'll make it happen. Campaign 2008.
Let us begin to work together.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
All right, I bet you can't tell me what the historical significance of this song is, John. Can you tell me what the historical significance of this song is? At 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. You ever heard of Wolfman Jack?
Of course.
Okay, Wolfman Jack, Bob Smith, was a white guy who used to wear makeup so he looked black, and he played music basically for the African-American population out of XERB in Rosarita Beach, Mexico, and the studios were on the Sunset Boulevard. And this song is the first white rock and roll record he ever played. Where a lot of us white-bred suburban kids learned about people like Mahalia Jackson. And Muddy Waters. And a lot of rhythm and blues. Ike and Tina Turner. James Brown. By sitting there listening to the Wolfman. And he used to give women, girls, he used to give girls the creeps because he'd run this wolf howl sound.
Oh.
And he'd be on at night.
This is the Wolf Man.
All right, 826, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 66. See, I ought to really be like on KBCO or the Mountain, but they won't give me any jobs. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk. I get this question all the time from people. They say, okay, the Democratic National Convention is coming to town. What is there for us to do? How can we get involved in it? And traditionally, there hasn't been a lot for the public to get involved in. It's kind of like they block off all these streets. And if it's anything like the 94 convention was, not the 94, the 2004 convention was, you got to go through a ton of security to get in there. Even those of us who have to go there and work. I mean, I got to be honest with you and tell you that I'm not looking forward to it, only from the sense that it is a gigantic, huge hassle. But this time, there's going to be stuff that every day Coloradans can do at the convention. And we're going to have our friend Natalie Wyeth back again. She's a press secretary for the Democratic National Convention Committee, and she's going to run down some stuff that you can get involved in and that you can go see and be part of, which they didn't have much of it last time in 2004, but they've got it now. So we want to put this on because we want you to know what's going on, and we want to keep you updated as to what you can get involved in, because we keep getting these questions about, well, what are we going to do, and how involved can we be, and are there things that we can do to watch democracy and progress? And we're Democrats, we're independents, we're moderate Republicans, and we want to get involved. And I think that's a great idea. I mean, I think that's what it ought to be about. It ought to be about all of us getting involved in this and coming out of this experience in Denver with an incredible high and feeling that we're really, really, really going to make something happen here, because we are going to make something happen. And this is despite all of the differences that we may carry. I mean, I think all of us have questions about the Democratic Party. I think all of us have feelings of the inadequacy at times of the Democratic Party. There's also some people in the Democratic Party who really shine and try to do a really, really good job. We've got people in Colorado that are like that. We've got them all across the country that are like that. So when I get these calls, and I didn't do a very good job with this caller here a couple of days ago, when you get these calls of like, well, they're all the same, and but you know something? They're not. Because there are people who work very, very hard. I can name off all my favorites, and I won't do that right now. But I can name them. People who are really, really going to the mat to try to get things changed and to move forward. And this is a chance for us to get together and celebrate democracy and our party. So we'll talk to Natalie Wyeth coming up. It's 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Right now we'll talk to John with traffic.
Man, things are messy all of a sudden. Westbound C-470 particularly, a real problem. Got a couple accidents. First near University, emergency crews are on the scene. Backups go all the way to I-25. It's also affecting eastbounders from Santa Fe up to University. In the foothills, got another crash westbound at Hamden. It's as you try and get on to southbound 285 there, and delays start at Bowles. Expect major delays on southbound 225 this morning as well. Seeing stop and go from I-70 down to Mississippi. That's where we have a crash. It briefly loosens up before more heavy traffic after Parker Road. Other accidents at southbound E-470 near Quebec, eastbound 285 at Sheridan, and one on University at C-470. Today's forecast: morning sunshine, cooler this afternoon with possible isolated showers and thunderstorms. High around 70 right now, 55 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Test drive the luxurious Lincoln MKX crossover with up to 24 miles per gallon highway, award-winning.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
If you have a first and a second and want to consolidate into a 30-year fixed-rate loan, and it's low money down if you're buying a new home. Find out more information about FHA and other loan programs at the Mortgage Help Center, sponsored by American Guarantee Mortgage. Honest answers and real solutions. Call today, 1-866-259-8206. 1-866-259-8206. Start saving today.
I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's Cottman Transmission, 303-761-8841.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're about to pay hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful, free, full-color catalog, 1-800-600-4002. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Allied Insurance reminds that youth activities can be a vital influence in a young person's life. Sports, music, and hobbies can give your children the confidence they need to say no to drugs and yes to life. Enroll your kids in positive adventures. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance, wishing you a safe, successful summer. Allied Insurance.
James Addiction. Those are all the dogs running after John McCain. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is 66. All right, let's find out what's going on with the DNC. And here's our good friend Natalie Wyeth. She is press secretary for the Democratic National Convention Committee. You can go to Democratic Convention, DemConvention.com. Natalie, good morning. Natalie, you there?
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Listen, we saved this for you. Hold on. We found this. Check this out. And I think you're going to like this. Okay, John, play it.
Thanks for the question, you little jerk. Thanks for the question, you little jerk.
What a way to start the morning.
Yeah, I, you know, people always say, oh, well, you get real, you know, you get so upset with the callers. So I think from now on I'll just use John McCain's voice. Thank you for the question, you little jerk. And I'll just use that instead of getting upset.
That's okay. A good sound effect to keep on hand.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay, as I mentioned to you last time, I've gotten a lot of emails from people who have said, well, what's there for us to do mm-hmm. when the Democratic National Convention is in town? Now, you're going to tell us about the week's activities, and is this stuff we can get involved in, or is this how this thing is going to work, or explain this a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Yesterday we announced a couple different ways that people in the community can get involved in this historic experience, one being something we've never done before. We're actually going to open up the Pepsi Center the week before the convention for an open house. So anyone from the public can walk through and get a first glimpse at the stage and the podium. And, you know, most folks know the look of the stage and the podium and what we do inside the Pepsi Center is usually kept pretty tightly under wraps and unveiled on primetime TV that Monday night at the convention. But we decided to open it up the week before and have folks come through and get a first glance. So we're happy to announce that. We'll also be at the convention center all week of convention. We're doing our caucus meetings there, and those are also open to the public. And I don't want to underscore enough how we can get some pretty high-profile speakers coming through those caucus meetings. For example, the Women's Caucus almost always has the candidate's spouse come through, so that's something for folks to keep an eye on as well.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, if we take this walkthrough tour of the Pepsi Center, can we take pictures?
We'll probably have some ground rules about taking pictures. We do want to preserve some element of surprise when we do our big unveil Monday night of the convention. But we really wanted to open it up and thank the Denver community for being such gracious hosts to us this entire year. And we thought this was the least we could do.
Well, this is going to be a place where history is going to be made.
Absolutely.
And you can see, so people who go down there, they can say, you know, I stood there and I saw it. before history was made, and I saw where the next president of the United States was officially nominated, and I got to look around at what's going to become a historic figure in the history of this country.
Absolutely, and that's something that we realized pretty early on, that not everyone that wanted to be inside the Pepsi Center every night of the convention will be able to fit. We're just running out of room, and this is an exciting, historic experience, and we know people from all across the country are going to come to Denver to be able to say they were here when we made history. So we did want to offer a few different opportunities for the public to take part in this. Another event we're doing is the Sunday before the convention, August 24th at 2 p.m., we will do an interfaith prayer service at Wells Fargo here, and this is, again, a first-ever type of thing we've ever done to open up a convention, so we hope members of the community will come out of all different faiths and celebrate with us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I want to talk about this caucus thing again real quick. Okay, for those of us who want to show up to these, and there's different caucuses. There's like the Women's Caucus, and
exactly.
Then there's got to be, and I don't have a whole list in front of me, so you can name some of those off if you want to. All we have to do on those is just show up?
Yeah, we'll probably have some kind of ticketing in place. Folks can look to our website towards the beginning of August. It's demconvention.com for more details. We will have the African American Caucus, the Asian Caucus, Women's Caucus, Hispanic Caucus. This time around, we're doing the first ever People of Faith Caucus. And those will be meetings where leaders from those individual communities will come to those meetings, discuss issues of importance facing those communities, kind of do a panel discussion, and take questions from attendees. So it's really a great opportunity to see how this works, to see how the actual business, the party business of the convention works each and every day that week.
Okay, so people go to your website. Your website again is?
It's demconvention.com.
And it has a list of all of these scheduled events.
Right. We will announce a more detailed schedule of which caucuses are happening at which times at the convention center, but those will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of convention week at the convention center starting at 10 a.m. each day.
Okay, and people need to know, too, that they need to show up early, right?
Yeah, I think we will have some kind of ticketing process in place just to make sure everyone has seats and we keep it as orderly as possible. But again, this is a great opportunity for kids that aren't back in school yet even to come down and see how this works. I mean, this is actual Democratic Party business that happens each and every convention, and we're opening it up this year for everyone to see.
Boy, how can you resist the offer of not taking that walkthrough?
It is. It's a huge opportunity. I mean, if you think of the cities we've been to in previous years, New York, L.A., Chicago, Boston, these are metropolises. They do this type of thing all the time. And that's why we wanted to come to Denver this year, do something different, and give this region an opportunity to participate in making history.
Well, I went to the one in Boston. I got to tell you that, not to criticize who put that on or anything, but There was very little for the public to do, and the public never got a look at any of the inside before they did it, not that I'm aware of. And this is a chance to go and see the place where history is going to be made, because we will have the next president and vice president of the United States there, and I think that that's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely, and I think if folks do want to hear any more about what we're doing Convention Week, we are having our final community forum in a series of 10 we've done since September. We're having it this evening at 5 p.m. at Mile High Station on Lower Colfax. Folks can get more details on our website. It's demconvention.com. But we'd love to have everyone come out, get their questions answered from our CEO and members of our senior management team, and hear a bit more about the exciting things we're doing Convention Week for the public.
All right, Natalie, thanks. Thanks for coming on. And if there's any changes or anything else going on like that, please keep us updated, because you are our audio guide to Convention Week.
Happy to play that role, Jay.
Thanks, Natalie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, there you go. So you can take a walkthrough. You take a walkthrough of the facilities. Which, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go. Because I want to see where the next president and the next vice president are going to be. So, know, maybe I'm a little bit of a groupie, but I'm going to go. And you can bring your kids, too, which is cool. Because that's a great way to start talking to your kids about how the process works in this country. So it's really a good idea to take your kids down there and let them see it. And then you can turn around and then you can see it on TV and your kids can say, wow, you know, we were there and we saw it. So it's going to turn out to be a great thing. And I don't know about you, but I'm really positive about the convention. I'm positive about the whole thing. I really am. And I have to tell you, I was not positive about Boston. As a matter of fact, I hate to admit it, but I was bummed out. I was bummed out at having to go. And then, how many of you remember this? That the administration played with the color code while the convention was going on. Daryl Luby, who works here, doesn't remember this. Remember they were going from, like, orange... They're going from, like, yellow to orange to red, or yellow to orange, back down to yellow, up to orange, back down to yellow. And people were walking around in Boston saying, you know, I have this really strange suspicion that they're manipulating this color code business to try to disrupt the convention. And I know I've told this story on the air. Turk can verify. Turk's probably going, GJ, you know, you're having a McCain moment. You're going to tell this whole thing again on the air. But this is true. They said to us, well, be aware, if you leave, you can't get back in. And they had police everywhere. And I showed them my ID. And I said, well, wait a minute. I got ID. I got accreditation here. What do you mean I can't get back in? Oh, no. Oh, no. The color code has been changed. We're on high alert. And we're going to lock this thing down. I said, you're kidding me. We're locked in here? Oh, well, that's the way it is. Now, you can leave now, but you're not going to get back in. Well, in those days on the radio station I was on, I did two shows. So I had to do the afternoon show, so I couldn't leave. So I was locked in there all day. Well, guess what? How are you prepared for food? I'll tell you how we're prepared for food. Buy it from McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's all day. Oh, unless you were with one of the big networks. And I was with one of the big networks, but they were cheap. But all the TV people had, like, catered food and all this really good stuff, while the rest of us are standing in line bagging it for McDonald's. Now, if you love McDonald's, I don't mean to criticize McDonald's, and there's, you know, nothing wrong with eating at McDonald's as far as I can see, but it was like, I wanted to go out and, you know, have some Bostonian food, clams or clam chowder or something. No, I have to eat McDonald's. Whew. I'm telling you what, man, my taste buds were blown after that day. Now the administration, I don't think, would get away with that. I don't think. Would any of you buy that? Would any of you buy, seriously, 303-713-7600. Would any of you buy that whole security manipulation business, if they tried to pull that on you now, would you buy that? Would you go for it? If the convention was underway and suddenly they had like this terrorist alert, would you buy that idea, or would you say the administration is politically screwing around? Because don't forget, in 2004 when this happened, the majority of people in this country backed the war in Iraq. Think about it now, where nobody backs it, or what, 23% or something? John, would you buy that? Would you buy that if they all of a sudden said, we have to raise the
terror alert level?
The terror alert level.
Nah, what's going to be the October surprise this year?
Do you think there's going to be an October surprise?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. And I don't know if anybody's going to agree with me on this, but I'm going to go out on a limb. If there's an October surprise, I'll tell you exactly what it is. You want to know what it is? It's an airstrike on Tehran.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It may go down with Iran.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. An airstrike with Iran, right?
Sure hope that doesn't happen.
And I wonder, if we had an airstrike with Iran, I wonder, okay, would people go like, they're our enemy. We have to rally around the presidency. Would they do that? Or do you think people would say, wait a minute, okay, it's a con job?
I would hope people are aware enough now to say, con job. But there's still, what, that 25?
See, that's, you know 30%. What, see, I mean, how many people could you stampede into believing that Iran is a direct threat to the United States of America and to Israel? And could John McCain win the election off of that? And I know this is just being wild. It's wild theory. But I wonder. All right, 8:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. John Turk with traffic.
Question, you little jerk.
All right, Jay, the highways are trying to clear, but a few accidents around the metro messing us up still. Eastbound 285 near Sheridan, we got one. Another one westbound C-470 at 285. And finally, one on University at C-470. Emergency crews have cleared that crash on C-4 at University, but still slow traffic westbound from 25 down to University. And for your eastbounders, starting at Santa Fe. So it does look like we are starting to clear up this morning. Look for increased traffic northbound I-25 from Washington Street Bridge down to Alameda. And for you southbounders, it's busy as usual from 58th to Spear Boulevard. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, gusty winds during the afternoon, and a possible thunderstorm. High should be around 70, right now 57 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to surprise a friend or loved one with a great gift? Share your tax rebate by sending the gift of cash through Western Union.
Hello.
Hey, it's Dad.
How do we know each other?
I'm your father. I lived with you for 28 years. Little League, the occasional awkward hug. You have half my DNA.
Yeah, not ringing a bell.
I was the guy in the father-son golf tournament who wasn't you.
With the slice!
Yes!
Hey!
If you've been a little out of touch with your dad, get him a track phone for Father's Day. A Motorola W175 is just $1,288, and service with 60 minutes of airtime is just $20 every 3 months at Walmart.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought I'd go over to Home Depot.
Oh, what do we need?
Maybe we'll figure it out when we get there.
It's time to remember where Dad goes when he doesn't have to go anywhere. The Home Depot, where you'll find his perfect Father's Day gift, like a Brinkman 4-burner gas grill for just $199, or give him a Home Depot gift card. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. U.S. only. See store for details.
5100 or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
You traded in your CDs for MP3s. You ditched your tube TV for a 50-inch high-def flat screen. But your home telephone is in serious need of an upgrade. That's where Comcast Digital Voice comes in. Right now, you can get Comcast Digital Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast Digital Voice is a total makeover for your home telephone. You don't pay for long-distance calls within the U.S. and Canada. They're included. You don't pay for voicemail, call waiting, or caller ID. They're included. Even premium features like call forwarding, repeat dialing, and online access to voicemail are included. It's a great deal on home phone service, and it's only available through June 15th. Comcast Digital Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer in 61508. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After 6 month promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let the experts at BAC help you transform your kitchen from boring to amazing with the best appliances and the best selection in Colorado. BAC has been Colorado's leading provider of luxury appliances since 1993 with brands such as Sub-Zero, a Wolf, Gen Air, Miele, Gaggenau, Decor, and KitchenAid, and a whole lot more. And their highly trained experts will help you match your exact needs to fulfill your dreams. And these folks know what they're talking about. Out of all the places I know of, they give you the best advice and have the best product. Their state-of-the-art showrooms in Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder, they've got an array of beautifully designed kitchen displays, and many of them are fully operational. I mean, you can test them out right there. Enjoy a cappuccino, learn about the latest appliance innovations and how they can significantly enhance your life and add value to your home and even nurture your passion for cooking. At BAC, you'll experience the finest in luxury appliances that will innovate, modernize, and stylize your life. Simply put, BAC represents the best appliances in Colorado. So visit their website. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call them at 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945 for more information. And don't miss out seeing Curtis Stone live, TV's Take Home Chef, the Australian chef who cooks for women. He meets in supermarkets. That'll be June 20th at Builders Appliance Center, sponsored by Pierre Roger. Call 303-641-7504 for tickets before they sell out. I'll give you the number again, 303-641-7504. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. BAC, Colorado's leading provider of luxury appliances.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The temperature's rising, and that means thousands of windshields will crack. All it takes is a tiny chip, the kind most drivers ignore. Take my last customer. It was a hot day, and he was washing his car. The cold water hits the hot windshield. The next thing you know, crack. It happens all the time. When that sudden temperature change hits the tiny micro cracks in that chip, bam, you got to replace the whole windshield. Of course, my customer was happy with Elite Safelite's replacement. Thing is, if he'd have called us sooner, he could have saved time and money. Usually when the chip is smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our special resin into the chip, and it only takes about a half hour. A repair is a lot cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
See me come to tell of my soul. Sleep the light.
We're going to cop up some suicidal tendency. That's where we gotta find that. Play it for Bob Schaefer. Five minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 66. Slight chance thunderstorms. All right, I was asking how many people can be duped by a possible strike on Iran or some kind of emergency situation during the Democratic National Convention because he's damn well played with the codes during the one in 04. Here's Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jake. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, real quick. You know what? It's unfortunate, but I think a lot of people would be duped because I think if Iraq was any example, my hunch is, like me, you at the time knew it was a bunch of BS and didn't buy into it. But look how many people did. So I just, the national, what do you want to call it, hysteria that gets whipped up. You know, I mean, people just buy into that stuff, I think. It's unfortunate but true. I mean, why would 50% or whatever the numbers are still be supporting McCain at this point in a popular poll if they know he's just going to continue war? So, and says war just happened and blah, 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 whatever.
Because I think the reason his approval rating is where it is because I think there are a lot of people out there who don't really know him. They don't really know what he's about. They only think they know, and what they know is the cultivated media image that he has projected over all of these years about being the Maverick and the Plain Talk Express or whatever the hell he calls that thing. And they don't realize the contradiction that's going on and the fact that he can take 10 positions within 10 minutes. They don't know that, and the media has basically given him a pretty big free pass, and I'm hoping, and I think there are a lot of people out there that are hoping, that that goes away, and that people start to find out what he's really about.
Me too, brother. I hope you're right.
But you get in this situation where people have a tendency to rally around their government in times of national insecurity. So my question is, do you think that this administration would be capable of whipping up that whole thing again?
Yes. The answer is yes. I don't know if it'll be 80% or whatever it was when we went into Iraq, but I wouldn't be surprised to see at least 50% of the people going, yeah, this was the right thing to do. Iran is a bad country, and we've got to go take care of bad guys because that's what we're supposed to do. And it's a sad state of the way I think people in this country think, but it is how I think they think.
See, now, just quickly here before we go to the top of the hour. See, I would think the opposite. I would think people would go, wait a minute, we've seen that con before. Don't pull it again.
I think you got a lot of faith in people, and I think that's awesome. I wish I had your same faith, but I just think the American, I shouldn't cast this, you know, stone at everybody's house, but the attention span is just so short that they forget.
All right, well, you know
much has already been forgotten since 2001.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? I may end up having to tell you you're right. Jim, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Coming up next, freedom from religion and open phones. All in the same hour.
Turn to the left.
Bush relied on propaganda to sell the war. Where have I heard that before?
With AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Ashcroft was going to do justice at the Justice Department.
And AM760.net.
John McCain has no plan.
Washington, D.C., how may I direct your call?
Congress, please.
One moment.
Hello, is this Congress?
Speaking.
Whoa, this is the entire Congress.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Man, you guys make so many laws. I don't know how you do it.
How can we help you?
Well, June 21st is officially the first day of summer, right?
Yeah.
How about we bump that up to, like, now?
Are you crazy? Why?
Because I just hit the REI store, and summer's basically here. I mean, June 21st, people are already out there cycling, camping, paddling, and stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
So you guys want to write up one of those bill things and take a half day? Go hiking or something. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. I'm voting for all of you next time.
REI, your one-stop shop for summer adventure.
Get the kids out of the house and into nature this summer with REI's Kids Passport to Adventure. Your ticket to active family fun in the outdoors. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or REI.com for details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Are lawmakers' computers under attack from Chinese hackers? Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where new charges are being leveled.
Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf says the FBI told him that four computers in his Capitol office were hacked by someone in China, and the Chinese have broken into computers of other members of Congress, too. Meanwhile, travelers to the Olympics are being warned not to take their laptops. Congressman Mike Rogers sits on the Intelligence Committee.
They're very good. They're very aggressive. And they have a take-no-prisoners approach. If it's something they're interested in, they are going to try to get into that system.
Business travelers and government officials are being told the Chinese can plant devices in their laptops to be used after they return home. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Rivers are still on the rise in the Midwest. On the Cedar River in Iowa, the sandbagged levee at Cedar Rapids is holding, but the White River has broken through a levee near the town of Capehart. CBS's Dave Price is in Waterloo, where floodwaters have done their worst.
The National Guard are rolling through in Humvees that are half covered by water on some city streets. And even big, heavy vehicles are getting stuck in some locations. No doubt this area will be in need of some federal or state assistance.
And along the Mississippi River, forecasters are warning that waters will crest 10 feet and more above flood stage in the next couple of weeks. Federal investigators continue searching for the source of a salmonella outbreak linked to raw tomatoes. The Food and Drug Administration has cleared the current crops from the largest tomato-producing states, California and Florida. But, says CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobiea, in Mulberry, Florida, there is still high anxiety.
Growers are clearly frustrated here. They have a consumer confidence problem now. And the other thing is they have their own system of inspection and tracking in place in Florida to prevent this kind of thing from happening, at the very least, to clear their fruit quickly when it does.
Some 160 salmonella cases have been tied to this outbreak. It'll get its first test at O'Hare Airport next month, a system using infrared cameras and radar mapping to scrutinize every inch of runway for debris that could cause serious problems for airliners. Monique Despain is with Stratec Systems, the manufacturer of the system that will be tested in Chicago.
This is going to allow airports to know what's out there all the time and more efficiently make those decisions when to go out to the runway to pick something up.
8 years ago, an Air France Concorde crashed in Paris after hitting a small piece of runway debris. More than 100 people were killed. Relations between the U.S. and Pakistan have chilled further after an air attack by U.S.-led forces near the Afghanistan border left 11 Pakistani troops dead. Reporter Graham Usher.
It massively undermines the Pakistani army's efforts to bring about some kind of ceasefire and some kind of peace with pro-Taliban tribesmen in the borderland between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 130 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Dad, Sunday is Father's Day, which means you're running out of time to tell everyone they can find the perfect gift for you at the men's store inside JCPenney. And we suggest you start dropping hints. Say things like, I hope you get my favorite brands like Dockers, Levi's, Izod, Van Heusen, and Stafford. Mention the men's store's great selection of shirts, shorts, pants, and dress clothes. Or just say, you know, the men's store is a smart place for everyone who cares about Dad to get in, find it, and get out. Happy Father's Day, JCPenney.
Who's excited for our big road trip?
I'm excited to hear you say bad words when we get lost again.
Now, son, Mommy got Daddy a Garmin Nuvi 780 for Father's Day. Nuvi 780 has preloaded maps so Daddy will never get lost again. And Daddy got this neat subscription to MSN Direct so we can avoid traffic delays, get local weather, and gas prices.
Will you honk the horn with your head again?
It's a new day, son. It's a Garmin Nuvi day.
To receive MSN Direct content, you must be within its coverage area. For details, navigate to Garmin.com. Follow the leader.
Well, after he met with...
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. With gas prices so high, speeding tickets are down significantly. And yes, gas prices may have something to do with it.
It has been determined that, you know, the slower you go, that the less amount of fuel that you use, yes.
State Trooper Gilbert Maris says he can't say for certain whether skyrocketing prices at the pump have people easing off the gas pedal. It's impossible to know that for sure. Local hospitals getting ready for the Democratic National Convention. 8 area hospitals held disaster drills mocking a dirty bomb explosion at the Pepsi Center. The point of the drill is to reveal some kinks that need to be worked out. Each hospital will get an evaluation for yesterday's exercise. New home construction in the metro area at its lowest level in nearly 20 years. Contractors are looking for a silver lining in this economic downturn. Even though building permits for the first quarter of this year were down 43% compared with last year, some say what's being built isn't lasting long on the market and there's not an oversupply of homes. And the sooner inventories reduce, the quicker economic building recovery begins. But the bad news is builders have to build homes to stay in business, and that means some may have to pull out of Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some late delays on C-470 near University. That following an accident that's causing delays, slowdowns, both directions of the highway. There's also some slowing on southbound 225 past Colfax, as well as on I-25 downtown.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
But next time I run into him, I have to say, you know, Mario, listen, man, I'm sorry. I blew your name. All right, we're joined by local activist Mike Smith from Freedom From Religion Foundation, a stained glass billboard bearing the message, and you've seen this in the papers, and people have been talking about this. Imagine No Religion from the John Lennon thing is going up for 2 months this summer at West 14th Avenue and Fox Street. That's 6 blocks from the state capitol in downtown Denver. I haven't seen it yet. The foundation, the nation's largest membership association of free thinkers, atheists, and agnostics, which maybe I should join, is also a state church separation watchdog and is taking its irreverent message to what it calls the unmasked masses state by state. The billboard carries the Freedom From Religion Foundation's name and its website, ffrf.org. So let's talk to Mike Smith. Mike, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Jay.
Reaction on the billboard so far?
Well, it's surprising how much attention it's gotten. You know, it's been on the news a couple of times. It's been in the Denver Post. It's been in the Denver Daily News. It's been picked up by some other news outlets. It's been blogged about. So it's really getting a lot of attention. The response has been positive overall. If you go out to, say, the Denver Post website, they've got a story up that has over 200 comments posted about the story in just the first day alone. So obviously it's getting a lot of attention. If you look through the comments and the conversations out there, they're really pretty civil. It's really raising a lot of awareness about religion and its influence on politics and whether or not it should be driving the policy the way it has been.
I, for the life of me, will never understand, although people have explained it to me and they have said that proselytizing is part of the process. I have never been able to understand why anybody thinks that it's okay to insert their religion into the governmental mechanics. That's not to say that I'm anti-religion, even though people have accused me of that. I'm not. I mean, I think organized religion's great. I mean, I think it has a place in society. I think it has a place in every society. But it just doesn't have a place in the government. I mean, we just don't have, you know, this whole idea of, well, we've got to have the Ten Commandments, and, oh, they're attacking Easter, and they're attacking Christmas, and they're secular, you know, whatever you want to call them, and they're all inspired by the devil. I mean, it's like, can't you just leave other people alone?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of Americans would probably agree with you that we should not have religion in the government, but a recent poll showed that about 25% of Americans are evangelical Christians. And, you know, even among the evangelicals, some are more extreme than others. But a lot of them take their guidance going back to the Old Testament, where Israel was governed as a theocracy, and they think America should be as well.
But wait a minute. If they're evangelical and they're Christian, don't they disregard the Old Testament?
No. They are Christian, but they take the Old Testament for
historic value?
At a minimum, historic value, but it's really the foundation of Christianity. But going back before the time of Jesus, you have the Old Testament, and different faiths will spin a different way. Some of them say that with the New Testament and with Jesus, he did away with a lot of the old laws. But you've also got groups going back and saying that we should have America as a Christian nation like it was in the Old Testament. And mind you, they're not all saying that, but a lot of them are, and they have a pretty loud voice.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I don't know about anybody else in this country, but I'm really getting tired of the 25% of this and the 25% of that running the whole show. The 25% who are evangelical. Well, you'd have to slice it down more than that, I guess, because the ones that are extremes. Okay, I'm getting tired of them trying to run the country. I'm getting tired of the 24 or 25% that think the war's okay. I'm getting tired of these people running the entire country. I mean, it's like, and they are. I mean, there is more than adequate proof that, for instance, this White House is influenced by radically right fringe evangelicals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at who has advised the presidency, people such like Ted Haggard, people like John Hagee, and the things that they've said, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I tell you something else, too. I'll tell you another religion that I'm, and this is not a bash religion session, but I'm just getting tired of their pushiness. And I don't even consider them to be a religion. I consider them to be a giant pyramid scheme. And that's the Scientologists. That's another example.
Well, Scientologists, I don't know a whole lot about them, but they've been in the news lately in the way they've affected some legislation in some states. And one of the things that Scientologists advocate is healing through faith and through prayer. And they will actually, there was a case recently in, I think it was Oregon or in Washington State, where a child died because her parents did not get medical attention.
Right.
And that was a case of Scientologists. There was another, this was not Scientology, but a similar thing where some fundamentalist Christians prayed for their daughter who had diabetes. She died because they did not get medical attention. Well, we've got laws on the books in these states that do not allow full prosecution of these parents because they believed they were doing the right thing according to their religion.
See, how can you have a law like that? How can you have a law that would allow parents to make those decisions for a child and be neglective like that?
That's exactly the problem. Okay, and what they say is it's freedom of religion. They say that the government can't come in and restrict our religious rights, so they lobby state legislators, whoever they need to lobby, and they get these laws on the books. And fortunately, after a high-profile case up in the Northwest a few years ago, they changed that law. So this recent case may be a test to see if they'll be able to prosecute those parents. The ones in Wisconsin, though, I think they came down with might have been manslaughter, second degree, something like that, but certainly not what it would have been if religion hadn't been involved.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mike Smith from the Freedom from Religion Foundation. They're the ones that have the stained glass billboard bearing the message, Imagine No Religion. All right, so ultimately, what would you like to see here? Would you like to just see people, like, have their religion, but chill out and leave other people alone?
Yeah, you know, we feel like there's a place for religion in society. It's in our homes. It's in our churches. It's not out on the steps of the state capitol or on the city and county of Denver building, where there will be probably a manger scene again this December. If people want to get out and make their religious views known in public, that's okay. That's the right of free speech in our country. But when you start mixing that with the government, not only is it unconstitutional, but it starts to threaten the religious freedom for everybody.
Why couldn't somebody come forward? Well, like myself. And they put the manger scene out. Why couldn't I take them to court and sue them?
It's been done. In fact, we've got lawsuits like that from time to time. And they do get sued. Okay. And if this keeps on in Denver, it'll probably happen again. We've got a lawsuit right now against the city of Green Bay in Wisconsin. They put up a manger scene over the city hall in Green Bay in December of last year, and there was a complaint filed by the foundation, and what the city of Green Bay says is that we're going to allow other religious symbols to go up as well, so that way we're not discriminating. Well, that's still a problem. It's better than just one religion, but what happened is they allowed a Wiccan symbol to go up with a pentagram. It was there for a few days. It was vandalized, taken down, and it caused all this controversy. And at the same time, you also had requests from other groups. You had some requests from some Lutherans, some Buddhists. You also had a request to put up a flying spaghetti monster. You also had a request to put up a Festivus pole.
Just get rid of all that and just leave it alone.
Yeah, here's the problem. The government, the mayor said, these are silly. These are not even valid religions. You can't put up a Festivus pole and a flying spaghetti monster. And here's the problem. Now you've got government saying what's a valid religion and what's not. And they don't have any place, you know, telling us what's a valid religion and what's not. They need to be completely neutral.
Yeah, see, I agree. They don't have any business getting into that. How many members do you guys have?
We've got over 12,000 now.
So you're growing all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, and you do have people who are members of your organization who are religious, right? Or no?
Probably we do. We don't screen people and say you can't join if you're religious. We are openly atheist, agnostic, freethinkers, secularists, whatever. So we will. We certainly have a lot of people who agree with us who are religious, and we don't exclude them. But you know, we had a high profile case in front of the Supreme Court last year. It was Hines versus Freedom from Religion Foundation, and we had a number of religious groups file friend of the court briefs on our behalf because they understand what we're going for. It's freedom from religion, but it's also freedom of religion.
Yeah, the reason I ask that is because there are a lot of people who are religious who look at it the same way, that this stuff ought to be kept out of the realm of government. Just out of curiosity, before I run out of time here, are you an atheist or an agnostic?
Well, I'm both, and I get that question a lot, and there's really a lot of overlap between atheism and agnosticism. An atheist is simply someone who does not believe in a god or gods. An agnostic is someone who says, maybe there's a god, I don't know. So an agnostic atheist would say, there might be a god, I just don't believe in him.
So what do you think? What do you think happens after you die?
Same thing has happened before I was born. I just don't exist anymore. And that's all I need. You know, one of the reasons religion is so prevalent and has been throughout all of humanity probably is the promise of an afterlife. You know, that brings people a lot of comfort, and so there's something there that people need, but there's no evidence for it. And you know, in fact, I was raised as a fundamentalist Christian. And after my deconversion, I actually have a lot more freedom, a lot less guilt, a lot less wondering, oh, am I really saved or am I not? Am I really going to heaven or am I really going to hell? I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't believe.
Well, I don't worry about that because I know I'm going to hell, so it doesn't make any difference. And one of my all-time favorite people was Madeline Murray O'Hare, so... and I put her on a lot when she was alive, so I already know I'm going the wrong way. All right, if people want to find out more, where do they go?
Go to our website, ffrf.org.
Okay, and how long? And the billboard will be here.
It'll be here through July.
Through July. Okay, appreciate you coming on the show, Mike. Thanks, and thanks for talking about the whole subject.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me on, Jay.
All right. I always try to get out of that whole thing of saying I appreciate it, because I keep saying I appreciate it. And I'm not playing Merle Haggard here. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to talk about is fine with me, and if you want to get into the subject of religion, we can get into the subject of religion. If you want to get into, here's something I also didn't bring up today, which I want to just mention real quickly here before we, you know, we start to get into any traffic. Saved by Senate Republicans, big oil companies dodged an attempt Tuesday to slap them with a windfall profits tax and take away billions of dollars in tax breaks in response to record gasoline prices that have the nation fuming. By the way, the Energy Department has just released a story that says that gas prices will stay at $4 a gallon for the next year. And we got a guy on tomorrow morning at 7 in the morning who is suing OPEC over gas prices. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. We'll take your calls coming up. Here's John Turk with traffic.
Jay, still a lot of traffic on C-470 due to an earlier accident at University for eastbounders. Jam start around Santa Fe. It's stop and go there. For westbounders, going to hit lower speeds as you get off on I-25 or E-470, and that takes you all the way down to University. Elsewhere, still busy on southbound I-25 at I-70, as well as southbound 225 as you get off on I-70. One surface street crash out there at University. just south of County Line Road. That involves three vehicles. Today's forecast, morning sunshine, cooler this afternoon.
Enjoy dinner and Colorado's beautiful sunsets out on your patio again. How's your furniture holding up? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you need a full set or just some pieces, get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. They've got 2 acres of the best of patio furniture. Homecrest, Meadowcraft, Brown Jordan, and Tommy Bahama. Go to Freehoff's. They also have unique gifts that you just won't find anyplace else. Same day delivery on everything in the store. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry. When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
My word! Would you please get them to turn down that ridiculous racket?
Sorry, but that's impossible. That's my theme song. It's been following me everywhere lately.
Theme song? Well, I've never heard of such a thing. Who on earth carries theme song?
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus offers online bachelor's and master's degree programs that make career advancement possible for anyone. However you put food on the table, CSU Global Campus can serve you something better. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Just like a fine wine, this song gets better with time.
Oh, check, please.
Sometimes I try to do things.
Congressional campaign, and I show up at the radio stations and don't want me. And I start talking to them, and I start getting on their case, and I start saying I want a better time, and then my opponent got a better time than I did, and then I don't want to cover poverty, and I think I should be on the radio instead of talking about the 180,000 kids that are living in abject poverty, and then I sometimes, okay, all right, calm down. 9:25, 25 minutes after the hour. You want to start that again? I like this song. Can we start it again? They're going to be playing this at the Republican National Convention. Sometimes I try to run for office, but I'm so damn old.
I get real frustrated.
I'm like 71. I have dementia.
I try hard to do it.
I want
to
outlaw beer.
I wanted to. It's like I carve the tail real hard. It just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out.
I will veto every single beer.
Yeah. So drop that mug. 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour. J. Marvin here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. How did 66? What, John?
I will veto every single beer.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, you little jerk. All right, let's get on the phones here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, wanted to comment about the how many people can get fooled the second time. And I don't know, I'm not that pessimistic because I think, you know, there's a whole lot of people that for sure are not going to get fooled a second time. You know, the majority of the people that voted for Democrats in the last election cycle and all of that, because I think that that election pretty much proves there are a whole lot of people paying attention. They're pissed off, and they do remember, and we still remember, and we're still pissed off. You know, and yeah, there's, you know what I'm saying, there's the 25% that, I don't know, they may be evangelicals, they may be, you know, hardcore conservative Republicans or whatever, you know what I'm saying, there's always going to be 25% that don't get it, won't believe, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, they're kind of wrapped up in their own universe.
Precisely, and they will believe anything Fox, you know, fake news tells them, and, you know, there you are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there, you know, P.T. Barnum was right. It's just, you know, nowadays it's more than every minute. It seems like there's, you know, too many of those guys. But, hey, what can you do?
Well, we suffer from the illusion that is put into us as children and that our parents suffered from and that our, well, maybe not grandparents because that's probably, well, yeah, but it would have to stop there. But I predict that younger people are not going to get suckered in by this because there's other places for them to go to find information out and get entertainment. But we're into this thing where if somebody gets on television and tells us, well, it has to be true because you couldn't get on television and you couldn't make those statements. And that's what's instilled in us as little kids. And then we grow up to be adults, and we believe that stuff. Or somebody can't get on the radio and make that claim unless it has to be true. So there are some people who get sucked into that, and there are other people who are able to say, wait a minute, okay, time out, I know that's patently false.
Exactly, and the ability to think critically. I mean, if you think about it, one of the problems, perhaps, with some of the evangelical stuff and the fundamentalist stuff is you have to have all suspension of disbelief and criticism and critical thought and thinking for yourself, you know. And that's why, you know, it and the ditto heads and all that kind of go together, because as long as you're just following, you know, got your nose right where, you know, where it shouldn't be there, and, you know what I mean, and following along, you know, you're not thinking for yourself. And there's a certain set of people that just, you know, they don't want to think for themselves.
Key to controlling society is controlling the media. That's why the Chinese are so paranoid about the Internet.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the Internet is the last place. It's the last thing that is wide open. And that's why net neutrality is an important subject. And we have to watch the Internet very carefully so that we don't lose, you know, whether you're right, left, or in the middle, you don't lose the right to be able to get on and be able to express yourself, say what you think, communicate with others, and exchange information. Because the Internet circumvents the traditional media. Now, thank God, the right has talk radio, but the left has the Internet. And we just have to watch it very, very carefully, and we have to make sure. And even on the Internet, I mean, you read something, verify it with three or four other sources. Don't just take it for being granted that, well, you know what, it must be true. It must be true. Because look at all the stuff that's spread around, particularly by email.
Oh, yeah.
That is, you know, it's just not true. I mean, it's just false. And when you ask those people, okay, where did you get this? Where did you find this? Like Barack Obama is a Muslim.
Exactly.
Okay, then they can't answer you. Then they'll try to change the subject somehow, or they won't come back, or they won't say anything, because that's how they operate. Or they'll give you this answer. This seems to be the big answer these days. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Barack Obama or John McCain. They're all the same. But here's what I know, that Barack Obama is going to raise my taxes, and John McCain is not going to raise my taxes. No matter how many times Barack Obama says that his raising of taxes is targeted to a specific economic group, and that I bet you if you sat down with a calculator, you'd figure out the amount that he wants to raise it, is really what he's talking about is he's talking about cutting the tax breaks, which would put those people back where Bill Clinton was when he was in office.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's not talking about the middle class.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there you go. Tim, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you. Hey, one more thing real quick, if I may.
Sure.
I just wanted to say, to zig off in a different direction, thank you for caring about the kids in Colorado. When you're doing that, I'm not a Christian, but you're doing Jesus' work. He cares about those, not the wealthiest, not the most powerful, not the political. That's not my take on what he teaches. He teaches about taking care of everybody, about loving everybody. And you're doing his good work when you talk about the children of Colorado. God bless you, man.
Well, I just happen to think kids matter. Thanks, Tim.
Take care.
Let's go to Mario in Boulder. Mario, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
Hey, I have to tell you this. The other day I was listening to you talking with Joan Fitzgerald, and I like Joan Fitzgerald. She is really a good candidate, a real good candidate. But you said that you would like to ask Jared Polis some questions during that. So I live right next door to Jared Polis' headquarters. So I went over to Jared Polis' headquarters, and I told them that you had said you'd wanted to ask them some questions. But I never thought it would kind of lead to this, because I tell you what, Jared Polis is a nice man. And I know that I never met him, but, you know, I told you I was a trumpet player on the mall.
Mm-hmm.
One day he came by with a smile on his face, and I was playing, so I couldn't talk, and he turned around and he put $2 in my basket, and I go, and I said, well, that's a, you know, I don't consider everybody that gives me money, they're nice, but I mean, he was just a real nice guy, and I know he's a good person, and he's a good candidate too, so I hope when you have him on that, you know, you give him a second chance, you know, based on your feelings, because he is a good person. And he's a worthy candidate as well. So I just,
You know what? Listen, I haven't contributed to any of those candidates, and I'm not saying that he's not a good candidate, and I'm not saying that he's not a nice guy. I've met him before. I'm not saying any of that at all. What I am saying about him, though, is that to show up here unannounced, to corner John Turk downstairs, to say to him, well, you put Joan Fitzgerald on in a better time. And Turk, just jump in if I'm telling the wrong story. And then when Turk says to him, well, we're going to do a couple hours on this children's poverty issue because Jay's, you know, up on the really, you know, his clock's wound about it. For Polis to say, well, you're going to do 2 hours on that. And then his press guy, like just leaning on us, not in a nasty way, but just like he's bargaining.
Rubbed you the wrong way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, man. It's like, hey.
And we all get rubbed the wrong way.
You know, it's like, you know what? It's like, knock it off. I mean, it's like, stop.
But you could further the conversation about kids and poverty because Jared is really well versed in that.
Well, I'm not saying that he's not. But what I am saying is that nobody, regardless of what they do for a living, likes to have that kind of stuff happen. I mean, if you and I went and, I don't know, just pick some business.
Yeah.
Now, I'll pick one. Rockies, Barrett's Dental, you pick one. Just showed up unannounced and started trying to engage them in a conversation about their business.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what went
on there. You wouldn't, I mean, most people would go like, well, wait a minute, man. I mean, you know, I'm managing this place. I'm running it. Make an appointment and we can, you know, sit down and talk about it or whatever the thing is or make a phone call. But you just don't show up. I mean, we got stuff to do after 10 o'clock here.
Yeah, well, the deal is you're a nice guy. And he knows you're a nice guy, and he wants you to like him. That's probably it.
Well, that's fine, but doing it that way and getting on, you know, John Turk's case, it ain't going to get it done, man.
Okay, I got one other thing to say, Jay, if you'll allow me, please.
Sure.
You know, you were talking about, will people be fooled a second time, or, you know, I'll tell you what. By the way, Ohio voted, the way that Hillary Clinton convinced them that she did not lose those jobs for him, or her husband didn't. That was the biggest trick pulled that I saw, because she sold those jobs downriver. Now it might have been for a good reason, Captain Aft and all that, but she convinced them that she didn't, but she did. So people will be fooled more than twice. They could be fooled forever. That's just a fact. I mean, I've seen it play out. Thank God Barack Obama just stays straight and true, because that guy is going to win in a landslide based on that. Eventually, people are going to wait a minute. You know, just like that last caller, who was very brilliant, was saying that people would think things out and that and think it through. Well, but if a person as popular as Hillary Clinton says something, they believe that even if it's not true. And that could happen in any realm of politics, you know. But it was just a fact that they believed that, and she did sell those jobs downriver. It's amazing. It's amazing how that stuff gets through to us. Thank God there's sharp people that think.
Well,
thank you for your time, Jay. You are a nice guy. And please be kind with Jared tomorrow, because he's a good guy. Honest, he is. Honest, he is.
How mad are you going to be at me if I'm not?
Oh, not overly mad, but I tell you what. Like I said, you are a good guy, and good guys like you give people second chances. And so does guys like John Turk. You know, and just make him understand your point, I would say. But you know, if you talk the issues about him, about those kids, he'll have answers for the kids. Jared's a good candidate, a good guy, as you are. But I'm repeating myself on that now. But thank you. Oh, by the way, I'm not playing the trumpet on the mall now because my front teeth fell out, and it hurts like a son of a gun. So I went down and played the guitar down there. And it wasn't as cool as when I played the cornet.
Oh, well, before we get into traffic here, I got to ask you something.
Yes.
How does your front teeth fall out?
Well, you know, just they were loose, basically. And I was playing, and then it started to hurt so much. I could not stand the pain anymore. So, actually, my dentist said just, you know, wiggle them until they fall out. But, so, they kind of did, and... Now I'm waiting for them to heal to see if I can play the cornet still. I hope I can because I love doing it. It's so artsy and so fun. Yeah, it wasn't an exciting thing. They just have been loose forever. I used to tell people they were my baby teeth. But, I'm 59 years old, so they kind of get a kick out of that. I go, my baby tooth is loose.
You know, see, I don't have baby teeth. What I have is a baby. what I have is a baby brain. Mario, thank you, man.
I love you, Jay.
I love you, too. See you later.
Bye-bye.
9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just got, like, the best email in the world. Ready for this?
What's that?
Ready for this?
Yeah.
I just got an email from Darren Law.
Uh-huh.
Drives for Brumos and Rolex Grand Am.
Right.
And I had a Porsche watch, and I gave it to him.
Yeah, did he sign it for you?
And he wore it, like,
wore
in
it?
His first stint.
Sweet.
And then he signed it. He's put a picture of himself with the watch on his website.
Really? We'll have to put that up there on our page or something.
How stud-like is that?
Pretty stud-like.
I mean, how many people can say they have a watch that somebody wore in the prestigious 24 Hours of Daytona?
That's pretty sweet. Maybe you can get a signed jockstrap next time.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to go down that road. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe next time Tiger Woods is in town, you'll carry his baggage all over the city.
I'd carry Tiger's bag. What the
sure.
heck?
Sure. No, I'm not talking about caddying for him. I'm talking about moving his luggage.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't get deals. I'm just trying to be funny. I guess it wasn't funny to you.
No, it was okay, but it was a little below the belt. Pardon the pun.
Right. I want a game-worn jockstrap. You know how they have like the game-worn jerseys at people that are really popular? And they put them in football cards. You know, like football cards? They didn't have this when you were growing up, but football cards.
Yeah, they had football cards.
Well, no, I know that, but now they cut up little pieces of jersey, game-worn jerseys,
yes,
and they embed them onto the football cards.
Yes, 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 yes. They do. I have at home a die-cast Daytona prototype Crawford with a strip of the tire that was on the car that Milka Dunno drove in the 24 Hours of Daytona.
That's pretty sweet.
So they do that.
Yeah.
Before I was born. What is wrong with you? God.
Well, no, they didn't have game-worn jerseys on cards when I was buying football cards in the early 80s. I mean, it's kind of a new phenomenon, I think.
Yeah, but I go into those sports stores and look.
Do you?
Yes, of course.
You've been into Bill's Sports Collectibles?
No.
Check that place out. It's on Broadway, just south of Evans.
No. But I go in there and look because I'm always looking for racing stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Right, we're late. Traffic.
Oh, who cares? What are we going to do? Fire us?
No. Don't threaten me with a good time. Traffic is practically cleared around the city. No stalls or accidents or real delays, so to speak. As usual, kind of busy downtown on southbound I-25 from I-70 to Spear, but speeds are looking good. Just a little congested there. In South Denver, have a crash at Evans and Downing. Today's forecast, morning sunshine. Cooler this afternoon. Possible isolated showers and thunderstorms. Look for a high around 70, right now 60 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Commuting to a bad job can cause road rage. This is followed by parking rage, then elevator rage, then cubicle rage, then coffee.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Elite SafeFi Tech for a while now. We're growing fast, and we need more technicians to help keep our customers happy. You get unlimited earning potential with great starting pay, plus bonuses, full benefits packages, and lots more.
Call Elite SafeLight at 1-800-462-2259 or go to safelight.com/career.jsp.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now, you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-8114 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
After the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I am such a disgusting groupie and fan. Now I don't want to delete this email from Darren Law. Now I want to keep it. I want to print it out and keep it. Isn't that disgusting? Okay, it's open phones 303-713-7600. Here's Mark in, what would you say, Idol Lover?
I didn't say it on the air.
Hey, you know, John, you want to pull...
I'm just being honored this morning. I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood.
You want to pull that stuff out, man. Listen, I could tell a ton of stuff about you.
Oh, I know. I know you could.
I mean, you're the worst when it comes to widespread panic.
Well, you're just like... Well, it was just... You're like, I'm not going to delete the email. I know that's weird. That's what you said.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go to Orange Beach to see widespread panic. Now, if I could just hang out with them. I just want to hang out with them. Yeah, that's John. I just want to hang out with them. Well, it's for Pentagon. I want to get backstage passes, men, and hang out with them. It'd be so cool. Idol lover. Groupie. Fan worshiper. 10%er. Outsider.
10%er. Outsider?
Could you give me like one of those passes I could put on my jeans? One of those ones that sticks that says, like, all access so I can hang out with widespread panic and the spring cheese incident or the string cheese incident or whatever? Yeah, okay. Mark in Loveland. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Jay?
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
I think what's warranted is another subtle joke about carrying another man's bag. But what I wanted to... I think that's all you need, and we'll be...
you're killing me.
What I wanted to say was I'm actually from out of state, I turn you on when I come in state, and don't agree with a lot of what you say, but twice now I've heard you talk about the FFRF,
right,
from religion, and I just wanted to say thanks and congratulations and keep it up. Make it a really, you know, weekly thing, have guys from there on there, because it's such an important issue.
Yeah, I think it is, and we do discuss it a lot on here, and I have had them, and I've also had the other organization. I wish I could think of who they are. Freedom of separation of church and state. I can't pull out of my head right now, but we've had them on a number of times too. This is something I really feel vital about.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I mean, founders are pretty smart dudes, you know, and they designed it this way for a purpose. And when that's not followed, problems happen. You know, those are things that lead people to war and stuff. So,
you know what I can't get? Here's what I can't get. I know. I ask this a million times. Okay, and I acknowledge I'm not the smartest talk show host on the dial, but I just can't get this. I can't get this. Why can't they just leave the rest of us alone?
Well, you know, I grew up, you know, like your guest, similar, kind of in a fundamentalist evangelical household. And the thing is, to me, is that you don't have autonomy. Your life is your life's purpose is conversion, you know, and bringing other people in. So, however you can get that done by whatever means. And I'm not saying all Christians are like that. I'm not a big fan of Christianity at all. But when people give to themselves, that's cool. And I've heard you rant about people getting on you, evangelizing. But yeah, I agree. But the problem is when it's got the force of guns behind it, you know, you can think about scary futures. So
all right. Before you leave, let me just lay this on you. Okay. Let me just lay this thought on you. Okay. Here's the thing. When these groups, like Focus on the Family, start this business about, we're going to take all the adult films out of the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Like, why do they think it's their business to control what I'm going to see and do? Because I'm not like 16. I'm like 55. What is the deal here?
Well, that's evil, and they don't think that you can think for yourself on that kind of, you know, situation. It's just the mindset of I can't think things through and let people make their own decisions. This is what's right, and this is the way it has to be. And unfortunately, they don't allow for other people's, you know, individuality and autonomy. And I think that's what it is. That you just can't think that way when you are that. You know, when you buy that much into, you know, religion.
Well, you know what I think? I think they're sick individuals. Mark, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Hey, Mark, where are you from? Where are you from that you're out of town?
Well, I actually, funny enough, I actually moved to Salt Lake City a couple months ago.
So I love Salt Lake.
I got some good stories about that.
Oh, yeah, I lived there for 3 years. I love Salt Lake City.
Yeah, what I really love most is the theocracy about the liquor stores.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's pretty ridiculous. It's just a racket. They can make $4 extra on a bottle of whiskey.
That's right. Well, listen, the Sun Chasers in Tooele in September. You ought to join me out there and watch my man Darren Law rock. All right.
Right on.
Mark, see you later, man.
Later.
All right. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. The human jockstrap, John Turk, with traffic.
Flurries and falling snow along I-70 between Loveland, Ski Area, and Vail. Highways wet and slushy, so be careful in the high country today. Back here in the metro, no problems to report on I-25 or I-70. Looking good on both sides of the city. C-470 back to business as well after two late crashes on the westbound side, one at University and the other back near 285. But a full recovery has been made this morning. Today's forecast, morning sunshine, cooler this afternoon. Look for a few isolated showers this afternoon as well, and perhaps some thunderstorms. Look for high around 70. Right now, 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Quest. Get in the loop with Quest now and join the community of people who are changing the way they connect to each other and the things that...
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing. Relax with K&H. Your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online. Online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
That's why you don't want me to drive in your neighborhood, because if there's a stop sign there, man, I'll run it. 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of running things, the Energy Department has released today a news story that, here's the deal, gasoline, $4 a gallon for the next year. $4 a gallon, we should expect it to be that way for the next 365 days. And if you need to make a change in what you drive, the place to do that is Rockies Autos, home of the cleanest late model previously owned vehicles, because they have got the fuel savers and they've got more inventory coming in all of the time. And there's just no sense with $4 a gallon driving a car that is sucking along at 12 or 15 miles a gallon. I mean, it's going to cost. I mean, it's going to cost. And I think we're all cutting down on our driving. But if you want to get a break, Rockies is the place to go. They have their matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in. And they've got new inventory coming and going all of the time. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so they've got convenient hours. And if you come close to 9 o'clock, they'll stay, and they'll take care of you, and things will be really just fine. Most dealerships cannot keep up with the demand for these vehicles because of gas prices. Rockies can, will, and does. So they're the place to go for the big selection. So give yourself and your bank account a break. Go to Rockies. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. There's a huge sign there. You can't miss it.
Skilled performers take years to perfect death-defying stunts. But tonight, 8 celebrities have just 2 months. Good luck. Tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on NBC, it's the premiere of Celebrity Circus.
Bring it on.
The most dangerous circus on earth is here. Just ask Brady Bunch star Christopher Knight.
Do I hope I win? I just hope I live.
Celebrity Circus, right after Deal or No Deal's biggest million-dollar mission ever. NBC tonight.
Don't know which photos to use on Match.com? Here's some advice. Just use the ones that will make your ex wish he wasn't your ex.
You've always wanted to know the secret of meeting someone great on Match.com. With our new Insider's Guide, you can discover how.
My username is Denver7476, and here are 5 things that work for me.
You'll learn the secrets from the people who know Match.com best, our most successful members. And for a limited time, it's yours free. Get your new Insider's Guide today, only at Match.com. Go ahead. It's okay to look. See site for details.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a bunker. I'm going to build a bulletproof bunker out in the middle of the desert with a big satellite TV and just wait for the end times. Because I'm convinced that the end times are coming. You know how I'm convinced of that? By watching CNN, I'm convinced that the end times are coming. I know it. They are. The apocalypse is right around the corner. The bear will play with the eagle. And that's a biblical sign. Trust me. And you think I'm kidding you? It's going to happen. But Mary and I will survive because we'll be out in the desert. Mary, Coco, and Jackson, and I, and Bill. We'll survive because we'll be out in the desert while the rest of the world is in flames. Because the apocalypse is coming. End times are here. I can see it. The Jews run everything. I know it. How do I know? Because I'm Jewish. And I'm running this show. Back tomorrow morning. A guy who's suing OPEC over gasoline prices. And Jared Polis gets a chance to apologize.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Your home telephone. You don't pay for long-distance calls within the U.S. and Canada. They're included. You don't pay for voicemail, call waiting, or caller ID. They're included. Even premium features like call forwarding, repeat dialing, and online access to voicemail are included. It's a great deal on home phone service, and it's only available through June 15th. Comcast Digital Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Hurry. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer in 615-08. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After 6 month promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and telephone.